You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You said conspiracy, it made me think of something. I was watching this documentary on one of the cable channels today. It was it's called TWA 800. You guys remember the plane that crashed off the coast of Long Island, New York?
Yeah.
1996.
Yes.
And it was, I think it was like TWA went right under after that.
Yeah, it totally was fucked right. Like the next day, I think.
Well, I had I remember the plane crash, but I had no idea, you know, all this other stuff. Well, they brought in all these ex-FBI guys and like whatever, and it turns out that they covered up that plane was hit by a missile by one of our own military ships.
Shut the fuck up.
They had like almost 800 witnesses that saw a missile go up. Two missiles. One went up and exploded before it hit it, and then the other one went right up underneath it.
What? Why the fuck did they do that? Why were they shooting off missiles in New York?
No, it's not like they were in the middle of New York. It's not like they were in the middle of New York shooting missiles. Like, we had a couple military ships out in the Atlantic when they're heading over the Atlantic. So you see the plane, and you can still see, I mean, you can see a plane from miles away. You see when it's real tiny in the sky?
Yeah.
You know how many fucking miles away that is?
Thousands.
Well, no.
Millions. 500.
No.
Eight.
Yeah, eight okay. Miles is a little more agreeable. I'm not going to go 1,000 miles away. 30,000 feet is not fucking 8 miles.
How did they say that the plane fell?
Didn't fall. It blew up in pieces.
Oh. So they just said the gas tank exploded or something?
Something like that. It was a faulty wiring.
What the fuck, man? Like, what's a missile? Just like a huge fucking bullet? Is it fell real?
Oh my god, miss.
Yeah, you should see the size of that pistol.
That's what I was thinking of. This fucking giant
cartoon gun.
And you have like three people jumping on the trigger to set it off.
Yeah, huge fucking bullet.
Come on, do you know what I mean? All right. Is it filled with shrapnel?
Is it a dragon?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Holy shit. It's not a bullet.
Is it filled with shrapnel?
You know what a rocket is? It's like a rocket, just smaller.
Rockets have wings, though, don't they?
Some missiles do, but not
the ones that drink Red Bull.
they're not real wings, though. They're just little, like look
flat.
It up.
Like, what are they called? Like feathers. Like
fucking drooling idiot.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Oh, yeah, they do have, like, fins. Like on a shark.
Feathers.
I was thinking like the, like on darts, you know, their feathers. A missile is a self-protection.
Lots of people swimming up there. I could pig out if I wanted to, but I'm watching my weight. Plus, I ate a dog yesterday, and now I got a bone stuck in my anus.
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call anytime, but right now at 856-381-4500. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a great review.
Did you step on a dog toy? What was that squeak?
I thought it was Marco's laugh.
Did you hear that? Was that a soundbite?
I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
It was like it wasn't me. It was before I even opened my mouth.
I was like, "What the fuck?"
It was just like, you know, when Marco does that weird laugh where he's like, "Ah." It sounded like a snippet of that. So I was like, "Oh, okay." I thought you did it on purpose.
No. I don't have any of Marco's laughs.
Oh.
I do.
Okay. Well, it was
if
the
If you ever
ghost.
Want to annoy me, just play one.
Okay, yeah, I'll
It was the ghost
that.
Of Marco's voice.
I was sitting there. I was like, what the fuck was that noise?
Yeah. Then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, basically.
Today we're in a new studio and it's nice.
Speaking of Marco, he's not here because he's on vacation / he got remarried.
Marco
Come
got,
on my face.
Marco got remarried.
That's right, remarried.
Remarried. So y'all know what that means. He married his ex-wife. Right?
That's one way to put it, yeah.
So if you get married multiple times, you wouldn't say you got remarried, right? Like if it was to different people?
Well, yeah, you can still say that. Because generally, you're remarried.
What?
What? The Jersey Jerk Show fucking exclusive. The Marco Divorce Watch.
Oh!
And it begins.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That was so long ago.
Who says lightning doesn't strike twice?
Oh, Marco. So it should be a good show next week.
No, it won't, because he's not going to say a fucking word about it.
No, he's not going to be here. He'll be getting divorced next week.
Wouldn't it be funny if he showed up next week and be like, she's pregnant again?
Who says it?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't.
You would?
Absolutely.
I don't think he wants another kid, but it happens. Yeah. Nah, yeah. What are you going to do?
No, I think it's funny how he doesn't tell me or Chris.
Right. Yeah.
He posts on Facebook. He tells you about it.
He did tell me about it.
Hey, how long have you known him for?
Like 25 years.
Yeah, like I'm like probably over 15 years at this point.
Yeah.
And didn't say a word about it.
I know. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Shit's cray.
It's cray. It's cray cray.
Mad cray, son.
Mad.
I had a little thing.
No.
How much more betrayal can I get?
That's So he didn't. So he didn't text you or anything before?
No. Why would he?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? He drove me nuts with the first fucking wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Why the fuck would he involve me in this one? I wouldn't want to be.
You were in the first one, right?
Yeah.
He wanted you to drop another $1,500 on the worst bachelor party ever.
He wanted me to duplicate. I don't know if we could have made it any worse. The only way it could be worse if there was like a fucking 7-foot-tall black strippers swinging their dongs in his face.
I see more tits in the mirror. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
What, you guys didn't see any strippers at Marco's?
He didn't want to see any strippers.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember this.
His bachelor party was a bad night in Atlantic City.
Oh.
Like a bad night out in Atlantic City.
No, a bad night in Atlantic City is losing a lot of money gambling.
No, a bad night out.
That was a pointless night in Atlantic City. That was like, it's like going to Orlando and not going to Disney World.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of going to Orlando if you're not going to Disney World?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we went to Atlantic City, but for the stupidest shit possible. We went bar hopping.
Which is fun.
Not necessarily. Not when it's all dudes in every fucking place you go.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to go to any strip clubs, didn't want any strippers to the room, nothing. You know, we packed the fucking room with alcohol. We invited like fucking 40 people. 3 showed up. And nobody nobody forked over any money except for Chris and Sean.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mark had a bachelor party this time. Probably not, right?
We weren't invited if he did.
I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
No. I don't know. Who's
Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
I don't fucking think so, dude. I got bigger fish to fry.
I guess it's different when you're remarried.
I guess.
Does Marco not like strippers?
If any girls want to send us naked pics, email us.
Oh my God. When did he say that?
Oh, shit.
Creep status overdrive.
You're a creepster.
It sounds so girly in that soundbite.
Marco doesn't want to like get up on stage and do any of that bullshit. And I get that because I wouldn't want to
do it either.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
But you did it.
Yeah, I did it at my brother's bachelor party.
And eventually when your bachelor party.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Are you scarred from the first time?
No, I'm not scarred. I don't want them
fucking... he's scarred. He's got herpes scar on his face.
I don't want them fucking whipping my nutsack with a belt.
Yeah, I don't fuck appreciate
that. Can you opt out for that?
Not really. It's not under
it's
your
in
control.
The contract that you signed before you go up.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go on stage, though?
You don't have to,
but usually the best man will pay a little extra money. Everybody will fork over some extra money, so... You know, at the end of the night, they'll bring you to the back. There's like a special stage in the back, and they do like a private show for the crew.
No, it's not always in the back, and sometimes it's right on the main stage. My brother's bachelor party, I paid extra to get us to that back room.
Yes, you did. I've been at other bachelor parties where it was a back room. It wasn't the same place. Sorry.
Why wouldn't you guys just pay a little extra so you could have a better lap dance?
Do they give better lap dance? Yeah, for 50, I'll give you the best one of your life. For 30, I'll put a little effort into it, but not much.
Or just, why even anyone show up? Just everyone pony up money and get the guy
to
quicker.
Well, for the end.
That's what it should be. Yeah, right.
For the end. For the finale.
The finale?
I don't know. I've never been to a bachelor party.
But you've been to strip clubs, right?
Yeah. I haven't been to one in a long time, though. I was thinking about it last night, but I was kind of tired.
Hmm.
So I didn't.
Gotcha.
Come on my face.
I'm not a big fan of strip clubs. We've talked about this before. It just, to me, it's a waste of fucking money. You know what it is? It depends where you are. Like, I wouldn't go to a strip club anywhere in a 50-mile radius from here.
Okay.
There's nowhere I would go around here because they all are pretty much the same thing. It's a bunch of coked-out whores at strip clubs who basically look at themselves in the mirror.
Yes.
They don't fucking make any eye contact, and then, you know, when they want a lap dance, they come around and they ask you if you want a lap dance or whatever, if they want to give you a lap dance, and they have like the worst fucking attitude about it, and it's like, ew, no, you know, like, at least act enthused about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be like that.
Yeah, that's where the
now thing. If you go somewhere else, like, there's other places like down south or remember Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They were enthused. They love their job.
It's
and that makes
strip
it,
club heaven in Canada.
And it makes it more enjoyable. It's like, you know what? If strip clubs were like this back home, I would go all the fucking time.
Are they like that in Vegas?
I don't know.
The one I went to in Vegas was okay.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing special about it, but it wasn't bad. I think we went to the wrong one, though.
Really?
Yeah, we should have went to...
The Brown fucking Banana?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of a real... popular ones, but we didn't go to one of the real popular ones. Yeah. Crazy Horse, I think, is one of them.
Oh, is it?
There's one of them in AC now.
Is there?
Yeah, I think it's a totally different motif down there, though.
Well, it's through the same company, but it's not in AC. It's like on Delilah Road. Yeah.
Was it near eruptions? That fucking shit.
Volcanic eruptions?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I went there?
No, but tell us.
Okay. I went there for Thanksgiving Eve 1 year. And it was when, remember, there was nothing around it at one point. It's like
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. You little hoe. It was like 2003.
Okay.
And they had Twinkie wrestling. So we went because they were having Twinkie wrestlings. And then you could buy like 2 Twinkies for $5. Ew. Oh, God. That's so nasty. And then you could, like rub the Twinkies on the girls while they wrestled.
I took a piece of cake and just shoved the fucker way up into her pussy.
I never thought I could be able to use that fucking soundbite ever in my life.
But all the guys there were being, like, assholes. They were, like, pelting the girls while they were wrestling.
That's funny.
So, like, they had this big wrestling ring set up in the middle. And it was, like, already had, like, Cool Whip and stuff in it, I guess.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Why do you say it like that?
Like what?
Cool Whip.
I can't even say it right. But, so they were pelting the girls, and it was pissing me off. So I started buying Twinkies and pelting it at the guys that were pelting it at the women.
Really?
And then
do you throw like a girl?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think so.
You want me to throw something?
Yeah, throw yourself out the window.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. So
thank
you, would
thank
be-
you guys. You made me laugh so hard I farted. It made my balls vibrate.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of condition right now.
Appreciate that.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, Chris is flushing out his nostrils with
I
coffee.
I know. He's about to spit it.
God, swallow it.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
So they got angry, and then I got covered in Twinkies because they all riled against me and then attacked me at once.
So you were covered in Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. And then the girls...
You sure it wasn't semen?
No, it wasn't semen. And then the girls that were wrestling... the girls that were wrestling were happy that I was... Like, I had stood up for
right,
them.
Right, sure.
So they
so
were
they
like,
all fucking went down on you.
No, they wanted me to take a shower with them.
Really?
Yeah, and... No, I swear. And in the women's room, there's a shower, but there was a webcam.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
You didn't do it because of the webcam.
I didn't do it because of the webcam. I know. I didn't
God,
do
if you
it.
Had, if you had done that, we would have fucking found that years ago.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't. There's a webcam, and I was like, no, I'm good. And I just kind of cleaned up in the scene.
Let's have sex.
But, yeah, that's my volcanic eruptions. And they gave me a t-shirt. I still have
oh,
it.
Oh, nice. A parting gift.
It. It's like... 3XL and I went to bed.
You imagine her showering to this song with a bunch of strippers?
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. No webcam.
No. No webcam.
No, this is 2003. I'm like, what?
What's
where does this
webcam?
Where does this webcam go?
I don't
go
see
to?
Spiders.
No, and then there's... Esther and Baracko. They had a feature on their website where you could pay money to watch the webcam.
They still do that.
Do they?
Yeah, they still do that.
Because
that's
if you're
like
gonna,
a multi-fucking-million-dollar business.
Because if you're going to pay for porn online, you're going to go to Volcanic Eruptions for it.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so they now, charge like well, a dollar for
that was back then.
Access.
Now, every girl probably does it from their own home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, every time I'm on UJizz, I have to wait for the fucking ad to skip. And it's always some girl with her own webcam doing something crazy to herself.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks that you have to wait for ads.
Well, no.
Ads.
You wait like 2 seconds and you click skip. Oh. And then I'm done.
Yeah, he jerks off to the ad.
Sometimes they're fucking hot.
Is it like, and then you never go to like...
No, it's never been like that. No, because, I don't know. Porn is... To me, porn has become like wine. Like, you got to find the right one. Like, not any will do anymore. I'm just so...
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
Plus, there's so much free porn around. Why would you pay for it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Isn't the porn that you pay for better?
I don't see how. I never paid for porn.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have no idea.
I've had porn like tapes back in the day before.
Like VHSs?
DVD. Yeah, like before DVD players. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't see the point. Especially considering why pay all that money for like 2 minutes of work. You know?
Is porn expensive?
I would assume so. There's a lot of fucking degenerates out there. I there was a movie on the other night called For a Good Time Call. I didn't get to see the whole thing.
I have that.
From what I was watching, it was really funny, and there was some pretty good cameos. Seth Rogen was in it for a second.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty goddamn funny, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But like those sex lines, like back in the day, those were like huge money makers.
Yeah, that's weird.
Not really.
I never did the phone sex thing, though, so I don't understand
well,
it.
Yeah, with that voice, how could you?
Yeah. Shut up.
Are you taking your cock out?
It doesn't sound that bad.
Are you taking your balls out?
Oh, my God.
I am totally flaccid, but thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate your time. You looking at my cock?
Shut up.
Yeah, but they used to make tons of money back in the day.
Yeah, I remember that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they still make money.
Probably.
Because you got to think, there's got to be a fetish for that, for someone to hear it over the phone.
I guess.
You know? And normally people like that don't have girlfriends.
I would hope not.
You know? Because the girlfriends would eventually be like, you're a creep.
Yeah. If I was dating somebody that called sex lines, I would be totally freaked out over that.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be any part of it.
It's 2014. Jerk off like a normal guy.
Yeah, right. Like, who uses porno mags anymore? It's like, this is the end.
You're jerking off like a caveman.
But he's right, though. He was right in that movie. Like, who the fuck jerks off to a porno mag?
Because I like to read!
Yeah.
I fucking wish you'd come on me right now!
I saw a scary movie or something.
The old one?
No, the one that's in the theaters right now. Haunted House, really? Too?
Oh, I never seen the first one.
Oh, with Marlon Wayans?
Yeah.
I think it's Marlon.
Yeah, it's Marlon.
Okay. And he has sex with a doll and it like all like throughout the whole movie and it's so dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to see it.
It is. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Jamie Presley's in it.
Jamie Presley. Oh, yeah.
She's in
the
it.
The blonde from Joe Dirt, right?
Yeah.
She's
white trash hot.
Yes.
She's hot in it, too.
You're my sister. You know who's hot? Did you guys see Wolf of Wall Street?
Not yet.
Yep.
The blonde in that movie mm-hmm. that DiCaprio marries in the movie. Mm-hmm. She looks like a hotter version of Jamie Presley. Like, she sort of has her face a little bit.
Kind of.
But hotter. Way hotter. That girl is fucking smoking hot.
I have to see Wolf of Wall Street.
It's a good movie.
It is. I
heard
it.
Good things
I thought
about
it was really entertaining. I was it was the kind of movie where I was kind of like, I don't know, it gave me like a rush, sort of.
Just
oh my God, there's so much drug abuse and sex. It was a great movie.
Like, I thought the movie was good. I thought DiCaprio and Jonah Hill's performances were
excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
I mean, they were both really fucking good.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill's just a fucking creep in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really is. He's funny as shit, though.
Yeah, my money taped him with your boobs. You work for me now. He was so creepy looking in that movie.
Yeah, like a nose, right?
No, he had like false teeth.
Oh, teeth. Yeah, I have to see it. Is it on DVD now?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody that I know that's seen it liked it.
But that was that chick in that movie. Was,
she's hot.
Good God. Margot Robbie is her name.
In the movie?
No, her real name.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird name.
Yeah, it is. She's like Australian or some shit
cool.
That. But she's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
Peep the scene.
They actually showed a quick beaver shot. Remember when she was teasing him?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're not getting any of this. And then she like opened her legs real quick and the camera like
the camera.
Right there. And it was just like, oh, I missed it. I was watching with my girl too, so I couldn't even pause it and go back. You know, because she would have been like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, bitch, go make me a sandwich.
And that's why you're single. It's not like that in the real world. You say that in your head, you don't say that. But I also saw American Hustle. That was pretty good.
I heard that was good, too.
Yeah, that was really good.
I heard mixed reviews about it. I think you were the first person to tell me it was good.
It was good because it was, you know, it's like one of those... You've seen the type of movie many times before. It's like a sort of like a setup movie. It's kind of cool. It's like...
Is it about Atlantic City?
Sort of. It has to do with... money to rebuild Atlantic City, like put money back into Atlantic City.
Okay.
But they don't really go to Atlantic City too much. It's barely there. But it's more like New York based and Jersey based. Surprise.
Sure.
Christian Bale was fantastic.
He's awesome.
I'll be honest, I'm surprised he didn't win Best Actor after watching that movie. He was really good.
Oh, good!
I'm so used to him as Batman now, you know, that I'm just kind of... It kind of sticks to you. It's like, well, you think Christian Bale and you think Batman or Dark Knight, whatever. But after watching that, I was like, wow, this guy, I forgot how good he can act.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, when you watch him Batman, he's like sitting there.
Well, he's a great Bruce Wayne. He's a terrible Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
right.
A great Bruce Wayne.
Right. And then, he sounds like he's fucking constipated when he's Batman.
Yeah, I hate that.
Then, I'm a permission to die.
I know. It's so stupid.
Fucking idiot. Fucking stupid.
So I got to see those too. Are they in Redbox?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes, they're both. That's where we got them from, Redbox.
Banging. I'm on that shit.
You haven't seen the new Spider-Man yet, have you?
No, have you?
No, not yet.
I heard all good things.
See, I didn't. I heard it was... really? First of all, I heard that it wasn't as good as the one that came before it. Okay. I don't want to say the first one, because then people will be like, the Tobey Maguire one?
No.
No.
I didn't see that last one yet, either.
The newest installment, the Andrew Garfield one?
Yeah.
It was okay. It took me a couple times to watch it before I really appreciated it. The first time I watched it, I was like,
I liked it.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was good. I liked
now it. I'm more appreciative of it, but... I'm worried about the second one because I heard it was just too much in the one movie. They just jammed too much story that didn't really belong in one
movie.
That's
what they did with the last Spider-Man franchise.
Well, they did that on purpose with the third one. They didn't do it with the first two. If you remember the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man,
I loved it.
That was really good. That was done for its time. It was excellent.
Hells yes.
And the second one I liked even more.
Me too.
Because it was, you know, they finally got away from the storyline of how he became Spider-Man. Because that took up the whole first movie. But the second one was really good with Doc Ock.
Yeah, I love Doc Ock.
Right. The third one, see, they were supposed to do four movies.
Okay.
When the third one was in production, while they were doing it, the guy, Sam Raimi, I guess, is the creator.
Yeah.
I think that's the...
Sam Raimi.
He opted out for the fourth, and so did Tobey Maguire. So everyone pretty much said, you know what, we're scrapping the fourth one. So they had to, like, add in what they were going to put in the fourth one into the third
one. That's why there were so many villains.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's why it turned out to be pretty much a shitty movie.
Yeah, it was too much was going on.
I could still watch it.
I liked it still, but there was too much going on.
Right, exactly. So that's why it was so, you know, microwaved.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't understand why they did all that. They had three supervillains in one movie, and it was like, yo, dude, this is only the second movie. You should have, like, one, and maybe, like, the second one should come in the end of the movie so you know what you're expected for. It's too much.
Yeah.
So...
You don't need three villains.
No, you don't. No, not for a two-hour movie.
No.
I mean...
Too much. I heard they're redoing Lethal Weapon.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
No, I really did.
Well, I heard that they're redoing, we were talking about this yesterday, Point Break.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Who's going to be in it?
I don't remember the guy's name who's supposed to be Keanu Reeves' character, Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
But
give me two.
Gerard Butler was originally going to play the part of Swayze's character.
Oh, cool.
Brody.
I could see that.
What was it, Brody or Bodie?
Bodie.
And
that would be cool.
Gary Busey is going to play Gary Busey's part. Hey, Missy.
You know what, you hear something that's funny?
What's that?
Because he does those commercials now.
Yeah, the Amazon. Gary Busey! Gary Busey!
My mom was like screaming for me the other day. She's like, Melissa, get in here. And I was like, all right.
Why did she ask you to come in to watch Gary Busey? Because she heard us say
yeah. And she's like, look. She's every time I see this commercial, I laugh so hard. I was like, wait. I was like, oh, you...
She heard the episode where we said Gary Busey was your dad.
Yeah, and I said, oh, you know about this? And she was like, yeah, I know about this.
Oh, like, no.
Oh, so, I thought you didn't listen to it.
So your mom hates us.
Sorry, mom, you fun size.
I know.
No offense.
Like, said, I was like, I thought you didn't listen to it.
We made sweet love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. When she farts, it smells like Southern fried chicken.
Oh my God. Southern fried chicken.
Why make a why do a remake of Lethal Weapon? There's been like 10,000 buddy cop movies since then. Just do a new movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so many good ideas.
I'm still waiting for the sequel of the Tracy Morgan Bruce Willis movie to come out.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
I'm going to see if I can find who they said was going to play him. Because I thought it was the James Bond guy.
Oh, no. You got to be kidding me.
I know, right? Because that doesn't make sense.
You're talking about the newest James Bond?
Yeah.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't like
that. That's what I mean. That's why I'm looking it up, because I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No, no.
It wouldn't make any sense. Chris Hemsworth. Never mind.
Are you sure they're doing another one? I'm looking it up.
It says Chris Hemsworth offered lead role in Lethal Weapon reboot.
The guy who plays Thor?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's on MTV.com. It's on ScreenRant.com.
Does it say who's going to play Danny Glover's part?
No, but he has. Apparently, there's a reaction to it. Danny Glover reacts to Lethal Weapon reboot.
Reacts.
Well, have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
Well, not only that, he got his teeth capped, so he sounds like an absolute asshole.
Really?
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't talk right?
No, no.
You can't find it, huh?
I'm on IMDb, and I don't see it on here.
It didn't happen yet.
I know, but they still put shit that's, you know, in the works or whatever. Chris Hemsworth, I don't agree with that at all. That's not a good
I'm trying to Thor. Think, yeah, I'm trying to think who would be good in that part.
For Mel Gibson's part?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
They should change the story around, though. He's a racist cop. And if you get raped by a pack of...
Goddamn jigaboo.
They probably would get Marlon Wayans to play Riggs, or Murtaugh.
He's too young.
Oh, you want to hear something it's funny?
They're probably going to go younger. They're probably not going to do the same exact age.
Yeah.
I think they're going to change the story around. They usually do when they reboot movies.
Do you guys want to hear something funny?
Hold on a second. Chris Hemsworth already did a reboot of a movie, and he shouldn't have done it. The Red Dawn?
Yeah.
You know, it was okay.
It was okay.
But it wasn't as nearly as good as the first one. The first one's a cult classic. Go ahead, miss. Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
By the way, no, I'm just kidding.
1 second, miss. All right. Okay. when the reporter asked them, they were like, oh, are you going to be in the new Lethal Weapon reboot? And he said, I'm too old for this shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So, he said he didn't hear anything about it, though. It's supposed to be Lethal Weapon 5.
Oh.
I wonder if Chris Rock will be in it.
I hope not.
Did you like him in it?
I thought he was funny in it.
I did when I first saw it, and then I saw it more recent, and I was like, he just doesn't belong in movies at all. As funny as his stand-up is, one of the best at stand-up comedy, doesn't belong on this big screen. Unless he's doing, like, a stand-up comedy movie.
See, I think he doesn't, like, him as a lead actor is bad. But, like, in supporting roles like that, I don't think he's that bad.
He was shitty in the Grown Ups movies, too.
I didn't think he was shitty. He's not a real good actor. He's
horrible. Funny. He's I don't know what it is about him. It seems like he tries too hard. Like the Lethal Weapon 4 that he was in. The very first time you see him was after that first scene with the boat. There's like a huge like boat fight.
Right.
A big fucking, I don't know, ocean liner is like almost broadsides Murtaugh's boat, right?
Right.
And there's like gunshots on board, and then, you know, Riggs jumps on and all this shit ensues or whatever. Well, later on when the cops come during the aftermath, then you see Chris Rock, and there's a dead Asian guy. Apparently he was a slave that they were bringing over from Asia.
Wait, you want to not tonight?
And he starts going off, this motherfucker, you know, trying to come to America, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. It was just unnecessary. Right off the bat, you already are annoying me. Like, you're not even being funny. You know, it's like, you know, yeah, because he came to America to get a bullet in his head or whatever the fuck he was trying. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You can't even take him seriously. Like, he was kind of smiling, and he was supposed to be angry during that part. And it's like, just stick to stand-up, dude.
What's that guy's name from Friday?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. He got to the point, the same thing that you're talking about. Like, he was so, like, overacted that I, like, he became unfunny with it anymore.
Because of Friday,
yeah.
Every time he was in a movie after that,
he was like that.
Well, they wanted him to. That's what made him so fucking popular.
Right.
Like, the whole freaking out shit.
And I get it, but I think it was like the last Rush Hour movie.
Rush Hour 16.
I was like, I can't Lee. Fucking. I'm done.
Kata. Lee.
Ree.
Ree.
Those goddamn cats.
That's like the third time. I love it. It's coming up big tonight. yeah, he just, I don't know. He's
over animate it.
Yeah. It gets annoying after a while.
Because you're like, okay.
The first Rush Hour was awesome.
It was amazing. It was.
The first Friday was actually, I got to admit, I'm a pretty big fan of all the Fridays, especially the second one.
Hell yes.
The second one cracked me the fuck
up. They're all hysterical.
Yeah.
Fridays are hands down awesome. The Rush Hour.
Spooky Noogle.
Day Day is the shit. He is so funny in them fucking movies, man. Yeah, Pinky. But it gets annoying after a while. It wears off. It's like, all right, we're done. You know, there was no need for four lethal weapons. The third one I really liked. The fourth one I was just like, shh.
Yeah, I liked them.
Plus, they look so much different than the first
three.
Old. Right, exactly. They're decrepit.
When I went and saw that Haunted House movie, I saw a preview for a movie with Seth MacFarlane in it.
Oh, The Neighbors? Oh, no. Seth MacFarlane.
It's a Western, right?
Yes.
I saw pictures of it. I haven't seen any previews for it.
There's one part where a girl's, and it's on TV, the preview. There's one part where a girl's teaching him how to shoot a gun. He's like, I'm going to blow my full load all over your cans. You're shooting cans. It's fucking, it looks hysterical.
It looks, I saw a preview in the movie, it's a long one that's like 3 minutes.
Right.
I was laughing my ass off.
He looks so out of place.
You know Ted 2's coming out next year, right?
Yeah.
What is?
Ted 2.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're doing a scene. How could they not? They made so much
They're probably going to make a fucking 27 of them.
No, I don't know. I think the next one's going to probably suck compared to the first one.
I hope it doesn't, but it
I hope
will.
It doesn't either.
Mila Kunis isn't going to be in this one, is she?
I don't know.
I don't think she is.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I can't imagine. I would have to. I would thought that it would be like a couple years later when they had a kid or something.
Mm. Yeah, I don't.
Could you
think
imagine
she's
Ted
be in this one.
Like taking care of their kid? You're acting like a clock. I don't think those movies that we were just talking about that are getting remade should be remade.
No, it's weird. Know. Did you guys see the RoboCop?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because that got remade too.
They should remake bad movies.
Yeah.
And try to make them better.
Yes, I agree.
I
don't know.
Because like Lethal Weapon and Point Break, watching them now, they still hold up. They're still really good movies.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
It's not like one of those shitty 80 movies that you
like
watch
Steven
now.
Steven Seagal in it.
Yeah, you're just like,
well,
oh, it's terrible.
They're never going to remake a Steven Seagal movie because Steven Seagal will not allow it. Plus, he'd want to star in it again.
He would.
I want to redo Marked for Death. should call it Marked for Cable. My God, that was a fucking shitty movie.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
But like I'll tell you a couple movies I'd like to see remade.
Okay.
Running Man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, I watching like, that now, it's terrible.
It's terrible, but it's still a cult classic.
I think the effects are the worst.
What
part.
They could do now,
it would be
with
great.
That idea, mm-hmm. considering all the shit they've come out with so far with all the new mm-hmm. CGI shit, newest technology. It's like I think that movie. A remake, if someone really mm-hmm. good did it, I think it could be really
all
really
of the,
good.
What were they called? Hunters? What were they called? The guys to chase?
Yeah.
All of them were fucking gay as shit.
Yeah.
Like, watching
Ace
it now.
Or Ace Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah,
Ventura.
Like their characters.
Alrighty then. Come here, big man.
Terrible. Like the one guy with the lights on, the opera guy, and it's just like, they're terrible.
How about the Asian hockey player, the goalie? There's an oxymoron. I can't see the puck. just a theme, a yellow theme tonight. But that's one movie, I think, because have you guys seen the new Total Recall?
Yes, I liked it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And the first one I liked too, but I actually kind of liked the second one a little bit more. I thought it was way more interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Not to mention Jessica Biel and what's her name? The British chick that was in the Underworld movies.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot.
But that was a really good remake, and I think they could do more of those types of remakes.
Yeah, they should remake all of Arnold's movies with a decent actor in it.
Someone who speaks English.
Yeah.
Stop it! Well, now he's in more movies, more and more and more and more. I saw that Last Stand.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was okay. I mean, you know,
it's a shitty Arnold movie.
It's funny, man. Arnold, he looks like his skin is literally melting off of his body, kind of like in the Terminator when someone throws a ball of fire at him, like he just starts to look like he's melting.
Did you see the newer Stallone? Stallone Schwarzenegger movie.
No, they got a prison. Is it any good?
It is. It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
But it's funny because Stallone's doing like all these stunts, this action shit. He's like hanging from a fucking plane and shit.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger's just like walking. Like, you know, he can't do that
he's
shit anymore.
He's like limping.
Yeah.
I'll meet you there. He's trying to get up out of the chair.
Schwarzenegger's acting his age.
Right. Right. Sly's still fucking. He still beats the shit out of himself, man. Have you ever seen, like, he does a lot of his own stunts in those Expendable movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, broken so many bones recently trying to do shit like that, and he still does it. Like, he won't stop.
Hmm.
I'm kind of shocked. I figured at this point he would be.
How old is he?
He's, like, in his mid-60s.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing is over.
Nothing.
You have no legs.
You got no legs.
Mick told me to do it.
Yeah, Stallone's old as shit.
Yeah.
And he's still in better shape than any of us.
Speaking of, I watched Grudge Match, the boxing movie with Stallone and De Niro.
Yeah.
It was okay. Kevin Hart was really funny. Alan Arkin was hysterical.
Okay.
Some of his lines were like, the back and forth between Alan Arkin and Kevin Hart was worth watching the movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because he was like, you know, like Alan Arkin called him Webster. You know,
he is small.
And he's like, and Kevin Hart's like, I hope you're talking about my incredible vocabulary or something like that, meaning Webster's dictionary. And he's like, no, because you're small, angry, and black or something like that. And then he's like, Kevin Hart's like, he's like, What's it like being friends with Jesus? Is he cool? Is he, you know, like just the back and forth between them two?
That's pretty cool.
And De Niro is great. He's such a dick in this movie. He's so funny.
He plays dick well.
Is he in gay porn or something?
No, you know what I mean. Like he's intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, he's pretty good in the movie. Now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying rush out and get this movie. It's not that good, but it's decent. I've seen worse. Let's put it that way.
All right. Makes sense.
Way worse.
Way worse.
Is there any other movies that they're remaking that we don't...
No, I just saw the Lethal Weapon thing today.
I'm just shocked by that. Yeah. It really fucking irks me, man.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I never even heard them talking about it. Like,
wait another 20 years. When I'm like 80.
Yeah, you can be totally curmudgeon-y about it.
Right, right. I remember when Mel Gibson...
I remember when that Jew hater was in this movie.
I like the racist guy better. What was his name? Tom Gibson?
The best acting job Mel Gibson ever did was pretending he was friends with Danny Glover.
Shit, I wonder how Danny Glover felt after that whole thing came out. Motherfucker!
I thought we were friends.
I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. I think it's
blasphemy.
Yeah. At least too soon. Too soon, I think.
When was the last one made?
98, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like enough. Not to mention they've been playing all four Lethal Weapons for the last 3 years on fucking HBO. It's like, come on, dude. Like, let us miss it for a little while before you start, you know, that bullshit.
This cable's still, like, I remember back in the day, like... You knew, like, for a month they were going to play a movie.
Right.
Like, do they still do that? Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That always made me... It, like, is something to look forward to.
Yeah, well, now... You're,
like,
now,
flipping through a TV guide.
Now it's like if you have HBO and Cinemax,
mm-hmm.
if a movie debuts or starts playing on one of those channels and you just don't happen to watch it on HBO, like, say it started on HBO, don't worry about it because 3 weeks later it's on Cinemax. The fucking channel lineup is identical... to HBO on Cinemax 3 weeks later.
Oh, shit.
They'll play the exact same fucking movies.
That's weird.
It is weird. And vice versa. Like, Cinemax will have a movie debut first, and then a couple weeks later, it'll be on HBO. like the internship's eventually going to be on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It started on Cinemax. It's going to eventually go to HBO and back and forth.
Hmm.
So I saw something like something was coming to Cinemax like May 17th or something. I'm like, that's been on HBO like for 2 months. What the fuck is it? Like, why the fuck are they, you know, doesn't make any sense, but I guess they're the same company.
Yeah, they must be.
Yeah.
That's good. So they play the same shitty movies over and over again.
Hey, man, I personally, I don't have those channels for their movies. I have them for their shows.
Me too.
Both Cinemax and HBO are great for their TV shows. Their whatever, original programming.
Yeah, me not so much Cinemax, but HBO I have for the shows.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch Banshee. Holy shit.
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes
of
it.
Did you like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I just didn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think it's fucking... Especially where they're at now. It's fucking great. And HBO still has great shows, even though, like, Sopranos is gone and, you know, some of the other ones. But I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. I think...
Yeah, everybody keeps telling me
God,
I need to watch it.
It's fucking great. Probably the best show on TV.
I got to start watching it. I just keep forgetting about it.
What's crazy is I look forward to that show more than I look forward to Walking Dead.
Oh.
Because Walking Dead is like, I don't know, maybe I'm just numb to it anymore. It's not as exciting as
it used to
be.
It's not as exciting as it used to be.
When it first came out and I first started watching it, you know, I was like freaked the fuck out.
Hells
I was like,
yes.
God damn, these zombies are fucked up. And they always come out of the blue. You know, they give you that shock factor.
Hell yeah.
Now it's like you see them all the time. It's almost like they're part of the fucking backdrop and they'll just walk right by them like no big fucking deal. Like, and it's like, it's just not as good.
Oh my God. I saw this thing the other day. It's called Epic Rap Battle.
Oh.
You saw?
I've seen it.
Okay.
They've been out for years.
Yeah, but the one that I saw the other day was Rick Grimes versus Walter White.
No.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really, you guys, it's on my Facebook if you want to look at it. It's so funny. I was dying.
One of my favorite ones was Hitler versus Vader.
I was going to watch that.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I heard Vader won that one.
Yeah, I think they had two of them.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, though, but I was going to. Yeah. I just kept watching the Rick versus Walter.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
The other one was funny. It was Sarah Palin, I think, versus Hillary Clinton or something like that. I forget. I don't know. It was something like that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
That was the only one I watched.
I watched a few of them. Epic. I forgot how they...
Yeah, I forget what it's called. I thought it was Epic Rap Battles.
In history or something.
In history,
like,
yeah.
Greatest Epic Rap Battles in history.
Something. It's like some retardedly long
And you hear
shit.
Some fucking obnoxious dude, rah, 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 history!
Yeah.
And he starts it all off and then they just go right.
Yeah, you can't understand it at all. He's like,
battles in history.
I was like, this is gonna suck. And then they started rapping and I was like, this is awesome. Are you hookahing again?
Yes. This is a good one.
I know. I see people.
This is a good one. This is this actually has nicotine in it, so it's kind of
like smoking a cigarette,
almost. And you don't feel that burning.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, what's the point? Aren't they really expensive?
Two of these were $50.
Snap.
I think it's worth it.
How long will you smoke that for?
I've had this pack of cigarettes for. This is my second day. I'm almost done it.
How long will that last you?
The battery, this is the battery. This lasts a couple days.
Okay.
This lasts about, actually, this is still the first time I got this over the weekend. This is still the first time that I got it filled.
Oh.
So you fill it yourself. It's great. Like, I have menthol cigarette mixed with pineapple express, and it's fucking awesome.
It's so weird.
It's fucking great.
And good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's only some weed in it, I'd be alright. Some real pineapple.
Yeah, we gotta get. They gotta make liquid weed.
They do.
They make liquid weed?
Yeah, well, it's like opium juice, basically.
What?
Yeah. A friend of mine's got it. It looks just like this.
Do you put it in there and smoke it?
Well, you can. You can.
That would be fun.
You get the juice, you squeeze it in here. It's dark, though. It looks kind of like coffee.
Okay.
But if they say one hit, it's like smoking a whole fucking bong by yourself.
Sweet.
And each container, like every time you fill this up, it's like 30 hits of weed.
Shit.
Yeah.
Does it go bad, the liquid?
I don't think so. I mean, if you're going to have something like that, you're going to probably use it every fucking day. Like, 1 month goes by, you're like, oh, I got to get some more, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Liquid weed.
There's a great fucking tobacco shop near, in Glassboro, like, okay, near where I live. And I went in there, and they have everything, too, man. They got, like, some cool fucking bongs and hookahs in there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they have, like, the, they actually have the vaporizers for weed.
Oh, cool.
Which they,
how much were
they advertised for tobacco.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much were they? Were like $200?
They range. Yeah. Like, I think the cheapest one was like 40.
Shit.
And they go all the way up to like 300, I think.
The 40 one was probably real small and shitty looking though, right?
Not necessarily, no. Yeah. I would probably buy it. Mm. I would probably buy it.
Interesting.
And they're cool over there because, like, if anything goes wrong, just bring it back in.
Customer service.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So, although, fucking the guy that waited on me, I couldn't understand a fucking word he said. He's like fucking Ivan Drago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sounded like a fucking Russian immigrant. Well, you see, I used to do this, too. I mean, he was just, half the shit, my girl was with me. And we're just,
you're
like,
just smiling.
We're looking at, I'm looking at her like, what the fuck is he saying? I don't understand a fucking word.
What the fuck did you just call me?
He was saying some weird fucking shit, too. He was like, he was trying to make it sound like it was all healthy, which don't do
of
that.
Course, it's obviously not.
Vapor make mucus loose, get it out of the system. What?
Fuck.
Shut the fuck up. Just give me the goddamn before you lose this sale. Get the American. I need someone who speaks American, goddamn it.
Yeah, vapor make hard on last for hours.
Yeah, exactly. Don't sell me that bullshit. You know, this make you lose weight. And he wouldn't call it vapor. He kept calling it vape.
Oh, I hate that.
Like,
he was trying to say rape.
It's called vaping.
I want to vape your girlfriend. Well, no, that, yeah. I know vaping. That's a word, but he, instead of saying vapor, he kept saying vape. Like, he wasn't.
No, it's been. It's like everybody's lazy, even the foreigners.
Especially the foreigners.
Fuzzy foreigners.
Vape. Ugh. I call it hooking.
Hooking?
Hooking.
Yeah, that's even worse. Okay. Can't even say it properly.
I can't.
Hooking. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hooking.
The fuck? Hooker.
How do you hear it in your brain?
Hooking.
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 Yeah, hooking penis.
Is that weird thing in your head, an aneurysm?
My friend was knitting the other day.
What's your friend fucking 93?
I made you a sweater.
What the fuck? What kind of friends
Take
do you
have? Take sweater off. You look like a little fag.
She was knitting, and I couldn't think of the word, and I was like, I'm like, what are you, yarning?
Yarning.
She's like, what?
What?
Totally said yarning.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Yeah. You're a moron.
Yarning.
I'm like, you're yarning? And she's like, sure.
What the fuck is your problem? Stupid woman.
And I was like, is that a word?
You
and
young she goes, people are fucking stupid.
She's younger than me. She's like,
she's younger than you and she's knitting. What was she on?
She's a receptionist. She gets bored.
She's got down syndrome.
So she knits with the internet at her fucking disposal.
Yeah, you get bored of the internet after an hour.
Really?
Or so.
I don't think so.
And when you're at work. She's not work. But she didn't correct me. And I was like, is yarning really a word? Because I started laughing.
I don't even know.
And she was like, no. She goes, it's knitting, but I knew what you meant. And I was like, oh. So I'm just, all my friends are numb to my stupidity at this point.
I think so.
That's because I was just like, but you didn't correct me. She goes, I knew what you meant. I was like,
are you footstepping? Huh? Walk. Are you foot pivoting? What's that? Walking.
I really did. I was like yarning.
You like make shit so much harder for yourself. Hookieing.
Seriously.
The fact that she would ask somebody who's sitting there knitting if they were knitting mm-hmm. is retarded to begin with.
I never thought in a million years we'd have a show where the word knitting would be said more than 10 times.
Okay, I didn't really say it like that. I said, what are you yarning? Like,
okay.
Like,
she's
what were you
yarning for a new friend?
She was making a scarf.
She's yearning for an intelligent conversation.
That word would be yearning.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
Oh, come on!
Yawning.
Yarning.
I'm
yeah.
yawning.
I noticed
I'm
that
just
a lot
yarning up
it.
A pair of booties.
I noticed that a lot lately. Mm. I've been saying words correctly.
You see that bottle up there on top of the what do you call it, ironing board?
Yeah.
The bottle of sticky juice?
Yes.
It's glue.
I know. It's glue all. Which
Trump
way
is a
that
fucking pupil.
Shut up.
Yarning.
Yarning. Yeah, that was a proud moment.
Where was it you graduated from again?
Seriously, I felt so fucking stupid.
You can thank Gary Busey for that.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dan. I can't believe he does those commercials, by the way. They're so weird.
Oh, yeah, because that's a shock.
I know, but still, it's weird.
I'm not surprised.
It's weird.
He's weird. Have you seen, like, the shit that fucking... Like, he actually did a fucking interview once. I don't remember who he was talking to, but he was talking about his bike. You know, he had a motorcycle accident when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
And he said some fucking crazy... Like, I swear, now I'm thinking about it, it makes me think of her. You.
Yeah.
And he said something like, you know, when I got into a motorcycle accident, they scooped up my brains off the pavement, and they put in some rocks and eggs and garbage. And now, like when they put it back in. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
He says shit like that.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Some people say weird shit.
You think?
Yeah. Remember Joaquin's Phoenix said something
Joaquin's?
About... Joaquin's?
He's black now. Joaquin's Phoenix. Yeah, what's up?
He said
pardon my hair lip.
He said he had a frog in his head. Huh? In an interview.
Are you talking about the interview when he had long hair and a beard?
Yeah.
That was
No,
fake.
No. It was before that. It was during the Johnny Cash thing. Walk the line.
I still think that he was...
No, he said something about a frogman.
I think that was working up to his bullshit era. That he
era.
Had. Era.
Era.
Era. Era. Speaking of era, do you guys like have any interest in watching historical movies? Like,
yes.
Like things about things that happened?
The future? I mean the past?
I think I just had a stroke.
In history class, you learn about the future, right?
The fuck?
I do.
Okay, so there's a movie called Parkland about the Kennedy assassination.
Okay.
Parkland is the hospital that Kennedy went to after he was shot.
Okay.
Which I don't know why. His fucking head blew off. But, and also it was the hospital that Lee Harvey Oswald went to when he got shot a couple days later.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. Paul Giamatti plays the guy that took the film, Zapruder. That he, mm-hmm. you know,
okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Billy Bob Thornton's in it. It's a really good cast.
Cool.
And it gives you a more in-depth look of the behind the scenes of the assassination and what happened, you know, immediately after, like how everybody was
true?
Rushing around. Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty, yeah, there's no like conspiracy thing going on there or anything. Like it's just what had happened at that time. Like the whole, you know, it's all about Lee Harvey. There was no mention of any other gunman or anything like that.
Was there a grassy knoll?
Well, there's no mention of a grassy knoll.
Okay, because that's just, the whole conspiracy,
It's all through the point of view of the Abraham Zapruder film. Because it's him, you know, recording it. There's no other witnesses.
Does he go to the hospital?
No. But when he has it, like, you know, the FBI come to him and they show him and they're all, like, shocked. And like, it's funny to see Billy Bob Thornton's reaction when he first sees the film. He's like, Jesus Christ! Like, you know, as hillbilly as he is.
He's hot. Is he still hot or is he old looking? I haven't seen him in a really long time.
Do you not own a TV?
I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy, but you can fucking watch Breaking Bad seasons over and over.
Okay,
again.
I watch them in my sleep.
Huh?
I watch them in my sleep.
Really?
I watch them in my sleep.
You have crossed the line.
How do you... When one episode ends, how do you change it to the next one in your sleep?
I have them on Blu-ray, so they play automatically. Okay.
I don't even know what to say to that.
What? You don't watch TV when you go to sleep?
You said I watch them in my sleep.
Okay.
You leave the TV on when you go to sleep. You're not watching it.
But you absorb it.
No, you don't.
Yes, huh?
That's the shit I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, when I sleep, I watch Breaking Bad. I mean, fuck.
You big dumb bitch. You stupid fucking cunt.
I work with retards. Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
The fuck is wrong?
I watch it, and then when I fall asleep, I no longer watch it, but it stays on.
Are you stupid?
Okay.
Cimmerian super tyranny paleogeologic.
So that's what I meant. I didn't mean like I. You know, never mind.
Missy Dum Dum.
You don't make that connection sometimes, I think. I think it's like, I don't know how you come up with that shit.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. What do you mean? That's the real question.
I'm going to look up Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, he's old.
Yeah, just looking at a page of fucking.
Is he white. Look? Does he look really?
He's
ugly?
He's not on your White Trash Weekly magazine that you get every week.
He's hot. Awesome in Fargo.
Yeah, he is. I didn't watch this week's.
Is he old in that?
He's pretty fucking old to begin with. Whether it's on TV or not.
Oh yeah, 1955 he was born. Oh, he's from Arkansas.
No,
who would have guessed?
Yeah. No, I mean Lake Bell.
Oh.
1955, how old is that?
Okay, do the math.
He's got mentally retarded.
64? 54? 52?
Got mentally retarded.
49. How old is that?
He's going to be 60 next year, is that right?
Wait, when was he born?
55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's 59.
Oh. My last guess was right.
You were going down.
I know.
That's a shock.
She started 64 and then she skipped to 57. And
no, wasn't it all fours? For some reason she thought there was a four at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
54.
Got mentally retarded.
24. He's four.
Are you stupid or something?
You should be medicated.
Oh, my God.
Don't be stupid.
You dumb fuck!
Are you fucking retarded? The hell's the matter with you?
Jesus Christ.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
I don't know, ask Missy.
Hoodie Allen came out with a new video today.
Excuse me?
Hoodie Allen.
Who gives a fuck?
No, but listen. You have to hear. The video is like, he's
oh
Billy
my
Ma-
God, who the hell cares?
He's Billy Madison.
I don't give a fuck.
He spoofed Billy Madison movie.
And that makes it.
Care.
And Tommy Lee was in his video with him.
And that makes it interesting why.
Fuck you. Because it's.
I don't give a fuck.
It's interesting tidbits. I don't know. Wasn't one of those sound bites Billy Madison?
What?
No.
Which one?
I don't know.
No. No, none of them.
None of them were Billy Madison?
No.
No.
Shit.
No.
Or Adam Sandler?
No.
Whoa.
She's like, boy, whoa.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even know if I have any Billy Madison clips at all.
No, I don't think
I do. Do you have any Adam Sandler?
Yeah, but not.
Stupid related?
I don't even know if I actually, you know what? Probably not, because I just hate the guy.
Yeah.
He's just so annoying.
Now, I mean, his movies were funny for their time.
Yeah, but he just annoys me. He's the same fucking guy in every movie. He's just, like, older. Like, he started out childish, and mm-hmm. now he's just, like, he's like a fucking late 40s, like, immature bastard type of thing, but he's pretty much the same guy, you know? He's not
yeah, really.
Like grown-ups, he's a fucking kid. He's a big kid in that. He's a big kid
yeah,
in, like,
but he's
everything.
Not like a, he's not like a retard like he is in his old movies.
Well, Billy Madison and Waterboy, I mean, technically, Waterboy was, yeah.
He's a retard.
Yeah, he's a retard, but he could still say medulla oblongata.
Does he say it in there?
in Waterboy. Yeah.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I can say
medulla
it.
Medulla oblongata.
I can say it now.
Say it.
Medulla oblongata.
You're so close to fucking that up.
I know, but I didn't.
Your face almost twitched like a medulla oblongata.
Never mind.
I got to catch her off guard sometimes. Say this.
Words.
Yeah, you've had practice.
Yeah. Yarning.
Jesus Christ. I don't know about you guys, but I'm yarning for some fresh air.
Yeah. I'm yarning for a smoke.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey, everybody, and now we're back. Don't forget to go on Riotcast.com and check out all our awesome sponsors like Amazon.com, Tweaked Audio, and Gamefly. There's nice fresh air out there. It's beautiful out today. I'm digging it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Are you bored? You're talking about the weather.
No. It was, like, nice to go outside. We should do this outside.
Yeah, we should do it outside. I'm sure the sound quality would be excellent.
We need to get wind blower things or whatever.
This is all you'll hear all night.
We could drink some beer. Sit out there.
Can't drink beer inside?
It's not the same. Even though you have a cross breeze, so if you opened up both of them, we would get a nice breeze through here.
Okay. It's good to know. Thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, do it.
No.
What, are you scared of windows? You just don't know how to open them?
No, it's your pink fucking...
It's not pink. It's fucking red.
I don't
green.
Know how you fucking...
It's not even close to pink.
It looks pink to me. That one over there looks even more pink.
What color is your vagina? Blue?
No.
Brown.
She thinks her vag is pink.
It's rotting.
Ew. Oh,
it's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Ew. Casserole. Casserole.
Once you get those pants off, it's like 2 sagging pressed hams on a slice of pizza.
Jesus. Ew. God.
Holy shit.
That's me.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Stop talking about my vagina.
A train wreck down there.
Stop it.
I wrecked that thing.
Stop it.
So, something interesting almost happened.
Yeah, almost.
My girlfriend calls me Monday like evening, says, I have something to tell you. I'm like, oh, shit. And she's like, I was going to, I planned she said, I planned a surprise party for your 40th birthday. And I was like, what? And my first reaction was like, all right, we've been together 3 years. You still don't know who I am? Mm-hmm. Like, because that's just not who I am.
Right.
Good thing, good way to take a nice thing she did for you and be a complete asshole about it.
Okay. Whatever. As far as I'm concerned, you're just as much of an asshole for not telling her that it was a bad idea right off the bat.
I told her.
She says you didn't.
I told her that because you're a miserable person, you would be mad when you first realized it, but you would have fun hanging out with all your friends.
She says you never said anything like that. She just said that I would have fun hanging out with my friends.
I did say that.
Right. That was it. Yeah. She doesn't recall any of the other stuff that you're saying, so okay. Whatever. But, and I said to her, well, it's probably just Chris being an asshole because he knows how much I would hate it, and he figured, fuck him. You know, like, it's a big joke to Chris. Chris is like, you know, living a life where it's like, yeah, it's like a fucking movie for me. I get to watch this big, dumb bastard.
Well, it would have been fun for me to hang out with everybody.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Miserable fuck.
But it could have easily been, hey, let's just send out, you know, a fucking Facebook thing and say, hey, we're going to be here at this time, at this night, whatever. If anybody wants to come out, great.
Right, which is what I thought it was.
Which it wasn't. You know, it was going to be...
But as a surprise.
Right.
I didn't think it was a whole big planned party, which makes it super sweet, though, by the way. It gets extra sweetness there.
Yeah.
Because she planned all that other stuff.
Right, but here's
like, I knew she was calling around for place, so looking for a place for us to go.
Right.
I didn't realize that she had to, like, sell her car for this.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that bad, but she was going to put in a lot of money for this. And
right,
it was
she took out a second mortgage on the house.
You know, and I when I found out that, I got even more mad because I was like, why are you wasting that money? I mean, first of all, we're trying to go on vacation this year. And it's like, I'd rather her put it towards that than towards something stupid that could, you know, we could do without all the booking crap.
Yeah, we could just all go to a bar.
Right, exactly. So I don't see the point, you know, and so I was mad and I was like, you know, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, this all stemmed from over this past weekend. I must have made some sort of comment that made her realize that, uh-oh, this is a bad idea. So that's when she got nervous. She hit the panic button and she texted Chris and my brother and, you know, whoever else and whatever. So anyway, so thankfully it's canceled.
Yeah, no party.
So yeah, no party. No.
Which Fabio's surprise party was going to be on Chris's birthday.
Yeah, which she didn't know.
No, she didn't know.
No, she didn't know.
But like when she first brought it up, I knew it was going to be on my birthday.
Logically.
The only logical day.
Exactly.
For it, which I mean, I'm a selfish motherfucker. So like for the first day or two, I was like, fuck, this fat fuck's going to have his party. And then after a while, I was like, nah, it's cool. I'll get fucking retarded Friday night.
Yeah. I was, you know, whatever. I was just like, it's pointless, you know, and she told me she'd already put a down payment on the place. And I'm like, you fucking call them up and you get that. You tell them I'm dead. You get that fucking money back. Because I know how places are with deposits. Yeah. Sometimes they don't give them back. Yeah.
Did she get it back?
Yeah, thankfully. Yep. I hope she did. I hope she's not lying to me because I was really mad. I was like, you better. If not, I'm going to fucking go there and get that money back. Or at least my money's worth. I'm going to take a bunch of bar stools and shit. Anything I can grab.
Bottles.
Right. So, you know, that this, and to be honest with you, the way all this went down, I wasn't really happy with either because. You know, like she had messaged, you know, a friend of mine at work, which I'm not upset about that. But here's my thing. I don't want to really mix those two worlds together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, because if something goes wrong, I don't want that, you know, I don't want that blowback on my
right.
job. Like it's
she didn't invite me to your party, Kristen.
Well, I'm sure she. She wanted you.
I
there.
Know, but yeah. She didn't like overstep boundaries. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I still think she would. She would have, you know, she would have wanted you there.
I know. Assume, I wanted to.
I
got to
assume because we do the show every Thursday night. You know?
I wanted to meet her. I'm really sad. We're gonna have to plan something.
Although I think that fat comment really.
I want to. I want to apologize to her face for it. Then
no, don't bring it up, especially if she's drinking.
If she brings it up. I
she
apologize.
Won't. She won't bring it up. But yeah, don't bring it up. If you know what's good for you, don't bring it up.
What does that mean?
as little as she is, she will.
Well, she looks strong.
She'll go home with your eyeballs in her purse.
No, she can't. Have
right next to your balls.
No, I'm not Marco. So anyway, so there's more to this story that I really didn't discuss. I wanted to kind of wait for this, and this is really crazy. So anyway, she's been playing this for a while. Obviously, you knew that, Chris. Mm-hmm. She had spoken to my brother about it. She spoke to my mom about it. Now, my mom she's crazy. Okay.
Okay.
And right now, me and my mom are like at war.
Oh.
Like she's in Jacksonville with my dad right now. And, you know, I was on the phone with her like the day after. I think it was like Tuesday. And we were talking about it. And I told her, you know, look, by the way, that whole party thing is canceled. Now, my mom wasn't going, thank God, or I would have fucking walked away the moment I showed up. But she got mad. She was really mad about it. And, you know, and I was like, what are you mad about? It's not your decision, you know? And I told her, I was like, you know that I don't like that kind of shit. I was mad at her for throwing me a fucking party when I was 21. Because that was a disaster. Because my friends came over, they got shit-faced drunk, they ruined the fucking house. You know, one of my friends got so fucked up that he ends up walking home from my parents' house in his boxers. And, like, I mean, he just, it was a disaster. Another one of my friends ends up fucking his ex-girlfriend on my bed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I have to be in control of that. Like, I, you know which people should be there, which people shouldn't.
Yeah.
You don't want to just throw everybody in one pot because it's not good. So, anyway, my mom's sitting there and she's like, you know, what's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, seriously, it's none of your business, whatever. So my mom said some pretty hurtful shit to me about it, right?
Shitty motherfucker!
Piece of shit! So I went off on her, and like now we're like seriously we're at war. Like
why?
We're just not talking at all. It's really bad. So this whole thing has just been a nightmare for me. It has absolutely ruined not just my week, but will ruin the next couple weeks, including my birthday, because
you and your mom are beefing.
Well, that and like just this whole thing is just one big stressful headache for me. Because
were you and your mom fighting before?
No.
Oh.
No. This is what the fight's about, is this stupid party. You know, my mom was like, and I told her, I was like, I don't want her spending all that money. Mom was like, I was going to help her and blah, blah. I'm like, doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. Like, why would you blow away all that money? That's stupid. It's just, it's a waste of money to do all that.
It's for memories.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. That's what,
the memories.
Like, so you'd have good memories of your 40th birthday.
Yeah, but I could still have good memories of my 40th birthday if I just hung out with my friends like a normal night.
Yeah, but you were against this idea before you found out about the money.
Absolutely, I was. But I was I was against this idea before this was even a thought. This was even a plan. I've been against this kind of thing. We were friends on my 30th birthday. Did I fucking have my girlfriend at the time throw me a fucking party or anything? No. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, just because I'm turning 40 doesn't mean I have to, you know, what is this, like a fucking girl sweet 16? Is it a bar mitzvah? You know, like, what the fuck? Like, what is the big deal? It's just a fucking number. And not for nothing, but who the fuck am I to get a party? Like, it just makes me feel like a douchebag. You know,
that's why it was going to be a surprise, so that you didn't have to worry about any of that stuff.
I would have worried about it during the fucking party. Like, I'd have been like, why the fuck am I having a party? This is so stupid. What is there to celebrate? Like, I'm an asshole. Like, happy birthday, jerk off. You know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, it was a good thought.
I appreciate the sentiment. I really do. And I told her that a million times, but I just think it's unnecessary. And now that a couple days have passed, you know, I think she's more relieved now because it didn't go through.
And she doesn't have to worry about the stress.
Right, exactly. Plus, not to mention, she saved a buttload of money, you know. And the money wasn't even towards, like, dinner. I thought it was going to be, like, for what she was going to pay, it was going to come to, like, $1,000. I thought it was going to be, like, a fucking buffet dinner for everybody.
Yeah.
It turns out it was just for hors d'oeuvres. And it's like, weird. What the f-? And I was like, is there any alcohol that comes with this? She's like, no. And I'm like, what? Are you crazy?
That's ridiculous.
Are you fucking nuts?
Yeah. Like I said, I had no idea that she was spending that much money on it. Like, she told me she was calling around the places I figure might be $200.
I would have been furious had this gone through and found out how much money she spent. I would have been furious. I would have probably been furious at all of you guys. Like, you and my brother. Even my brother, I'm like, what? He knows better. Like, this is nuts. But I don't think he knew about the money situation either.
No, I assumed that it was... Everybody's just going to get together at this bar. Like, she was going to say, yeah, we're just going to this bar.
Right.
And we were all going to be like, standing there.
It wasn't that at all. It was,
no, that's crazy.
Yeah. So.
It was an extra sweet, good thought on her part.
Sure.
But, yeah, that's so much money.
It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Me and her could have gone away for like 3-4 days with that kind of money.
I threw a
You can get a cruise for two for that kind of money nowadays.
Yeah, I threw a bridal shower at Adelphia's in one of their like back ballroom things. It wasn't that much money.
No.
Mm-mm. And it was for a brunch. You know what I mean?
Happy birthday brunch.
And here's the thing. Like, it was the room she was renting out was a deck. So it's not like you could stop other people from coming onto the deck.
In the room. Are you sure it's not a dock?
No.
Yeah, you're the whale out in the ocean.
I thought it'd be the boat at least. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, it's not like you could. It's not like you even had your own privacy. I'm sure people could have came out and smoked, and then went up to the bar outside or whatever. So, like, the balls on them to charge that much money
exactly
for a spot that you're not. That's not even private.
And just for that, I'm never fucking going there ever.
Like, when she told me where she booked it, I was like, oh, okay. Like, and I was thinking, like, all right, I'll throw $50. Probably Jerry will throw $50, and you know, we'll cover most of the party.
Yeah,
but
just $200 in Chris's mind, so it's like, oh, we're figuring it out.
50 and 50. I don't see that.
No, if they're paying for half.
Right, gotcha. There's that math again.
Hey, I was being smart.
I'm just glad it didn't happen. It's not going to happen because it really.
I'm glad it didn't happen because of the money.
Yeah, that's.
Well, that's the most important thing. I mean, that's what made it the worst of all was that.
It's a lot of money.
My ego aside, that was the worst fucking thing. I mean,
yeah.
Other than that, even if it didn't cost money, I still wouldn't want it. I don't like surprise parties. I just don't like that. It's not for me.
Okay.
Well, you know? I mean, I don't think any guy likes surprise parties.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
once you walk in and they say, and everybody says, surprise, and that part's over, it's just a night of drinking with all your friends. People you haven't seen for a while.
And I don't want people singing happy birthday either. I don't like that shit either. That's fucking gay.
You're curmudgeon-y.
You miserable fuck.
Whatever.
So now you're not going to do anything. You're probably just going to hang out with your girlfriend. That's it.
I would. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind hanging out with my friends too. But I don't necessarily
care.
Want a fucking huge party. Not that it was going to be, but still, I just don't want that. It's such a big to do for nothing. You know.
To celebrate your life.
Trust me, it's not much to celebrate. The fact that I'm not dead yet is probably the only thing I should be celebrating right now. Wow, you made it this far. But
you didn't like that she contacted one of your friends at work? Are they like friends on Facebook?
No. I just didn't want. That's not the part that bothered me. The part was just the whole thing in general. Like, you know. She didn't fucking think this through. As long as she's been planning this for, I don't think enough thought was put into it as far as what the right thing to do. I think she just thought party, get people, that's it. You know, there's more to it. I don't want certain people. Like, again, I don't want my work life mixing with my personal life, because if something happens or if something's said and it becomes an issue at my job, I don't want to go through that.
Yeah, which makes
sense. And she understands that now that I explained it to her like that, you know, and she didn't think of it, you know, but now she knows.
Well, that's because 99% of the world can mix their work friends with their regular friends and be fine.
That's not necessarily true. It really isn't. I mean, there's certain, you know, you say things in front of your friends that you wouldn't say in front of your work friends.
No.
Fabio, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I wouldn't say. Yeah, there's a lot of shit I wouldn't say in front of my work friends.
It depends on, like, there's work friends that I hang out with.
Not only that.
Regularly. There's work friends I hang out with my other friends. Like,
I'm okay with censoring myself. I'm worried about my friends saying something that's going to get me in fucking trouble or rub someone the wrong way or vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to put out any fucking fires. If it's supposed to be my day, don't ruin it.
Hell yeah.
You know? And I know with my luck, something would have went wrong or something, you know, could have been said that bothered somebody. I don't need that kind of tension. It's stupid. Yeah. It really is. You know, there's certain things you want to keep private or there's certain things that you, you know, way you unwind, you do it a certain way and, you know, you keep that separate from, like, you say that you wouldn't mind mixing the two together.
I have.
I understand that. But you're not open about this show.
That's different.
Okay. But you're also, I mean, I can't imagine you smoke weed with some work people.
Yeah.
Would you smoke with all of them that you work with?
Not everybody.
Okay, well, that's my point. And the thing is if you don't know these people I work with, how do you know which is the right ones? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the only one she reached out to was a specific one that you spoke about.
I got that, and I understand that. But again, neither one, like, she doesn't know anything about them.
For me, the ones I hang out with, the work friends I hang out with on a regular basis, I would smoke weed with. The ones that I don't hang out with at all and we happen to do a work thing, I wouldn't do it with them.
Okay, but if I wanted to smoke weed that night, this guy wouldn't have been the guy to do it in front of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, also, we're at a restaurant, so.
Whatever. My point is, if we wanted to sneak out in the parking lot and smoke weed or something, I couldn't do it if you know. Whatever, like, that's not the right person. But again, if you don't know them, how would you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and what you're saying is completely different than what I'm saying because you're the one who gets to choose who you hang out with from work. Someone else is choosing for me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my issue. It's like, well, wait a minute, hold on. That might not be the right person for this. So it's like, there's an issue there.
Yeah.
And that can come back to and haunt me. At work, and I don't want that. You know,
yeah.
It's a big issue for me. So, you know, regardless, like, I don't know who else was supposed to go. But if there was, what if there was someone else there that I don't talk to anymore for a reason? You know, like,
doesn't she know that about you?
Not necessarily. I don't talk about that shit. I'm not a fucking chick where I talk about drama with people that I've been friends with before or whatever. I don't care, but at the same time, it's like, I don't necessarily want to...
Well, here's...
You know. Yeah. Plus, it's douchey. If I haven't been hanging out with someone for a long... Like, say, there's probably a couple people that are going to be there I haven't hung out with for years, right?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, they're at my birthday party. I haven't fucking spoken to them.
It's weird.
Do you know how that makes me look and feel? I mean, it just...
But
how would you feel if that happened?
Me and Marco handled the invites for your personal friends.
Granted.
So me and Marco, like, I guess we would kind of know if anything like that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think that's something you needed to worry about.
No comment.
You're so relieved.
No comment. I was worried about one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, Marco had to be there. You've known him for a long time.
Damn it. Found me out.
Well, no surprise for Fabio ever.
Oh, trust me. That was a big surprise for me.
Surprise should be when you step on the scale.
Did any part of you at all
You're
go?
You're an asshole. Don't worry. You'll get fat again. Watch.
Oh, I'm counting on it.
This shit won't last.
No,
trust me.
I'm counting on it.
By winter, he's going to have his hibernation weight back on.
So, but is there a part of you, seriously, that was like, I have such a good girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, well, as Chris would say, there's a huge part of me that would say something like that. But yeah.
All right, good.
Absolutely. I mean, if anything, I love her more for it.
Good.
Because she thought of me in that way. And it made me feel great. But at the same time, that was better than what could have been.
Right.
I believe.
Yeah, it seemed like you would have been really stressed out.
I would have been stressed out. Yeah, I would have definitely been stressed out.
Yeah, it seems like you definitely
would. So if nobody from your work was invited, would you have still been stressed out?
Yeah, because then I found out about the money part.
Well, I can't imagine she would have told you about the money.
She would have told me eventually because I would have asked her. Because I would have been like, wait, hors d'oeuvres.
But you wouldn't have been stressed out that night.
That's not necessarily true because I probably would have said something to her like, did you do all this? I would have asked her questions leading up to it. And if she had a couple drinks in her, there's nothing she can hide from me. Trust me. So she would have told me and I would have found out. And if I found out that night, That would have really put a damper on things.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
You know, she got fucking M&Ms with my picture on it.
Your picture?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I would fucking kill to see that.
And I even said to her, I was like, what are you fucking nuts? I was like, I'm trying to lose weight. Now you're going to fucking...
Put you on food?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to eat myself to death, literally.
Is she still getting them?
Oh, my God.
I think she got them.
You need to bring them in.
You got
to
bring them in.
I'll bring them in.
Okay.
I'll bring them in. You can all eat me. How do I taste, motherfucker?
That is awesome.
I taste sweet, too. Do I taste like chocolate?
Oh my God.
I'm going to make you guys eat them during the show so I can sit there and say fucked up shit. How does my dick taste?
Is it just a picture of your fat head on it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. How the fuck can they get that on them? This M&M must be the size of a car. How the fuck did that happen? I would love to see the technology behind this. I mean, what are there, like, fucking mites that fucking draw my picture on fucking M&Ms? Like, how do you get a picture on M&M?
You stamp it.
With what?
With a stamper.
Like the kind you use for the post office?
Probably crush the M&M.
I would assume there would be...
The same way they get the fucking M&M on there.
Yeah, they stamp it.
How would they do that?
They stamp it. I watched how it's
made. Okay, fine. But that's just an M, all right? This is a little bit more elaborate. Is it like a stick figure circle with a smiley face?
No, it probably was your face.
She said it was one of my profile pictures from Facebook.
Yeah,
and I'm like, great, I don't get final say. Like, you're going to take a bad one? Like, what is it, you know?
I've seen ones that have, like, little party hats on it that say, like, celebrate. Or that ones that people got, like, little banners with their names written in them.
Right.
That looks like
I said, why M&Ms? And she says, because they wouldn't do a picture on Snickers bars. I'm just kidding. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, they're expensive as shit, too.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine.
I think it's like...
And I think she ordered a cake.
Yeah.
Well, you still have a picture on it?
I don't... You know what? I never asked.
I hope not. Just, I hate pictures.
As soon
cakes.
As I would
it's
see
so
that, I would
weird.
Just smack my hand through it.
I hate the picture cake thing. I don't know why. I just don't like it. Like the M&Ms and the cake. It's like, okay, it's Bobby Overload.
Bobby Overweight, what?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Cake is good. You should always have cake on your birthday.
Okay. All right.
Come on, you should.
I haven't always had cake on my birthday.
You should.
I really shouldn't. Trust me. Really.
One
I shouldn't.
Sliver.
That fuck.
There's no such thing as a sliver unless it's the size of a Buick. Yeah, back that thing up on my plate real quick. So I'm crisis averted, thankfully.
Good.
I'm just not. Her 30th birthday is coming up.
When's that?
In August.
You better do something.
Now I'm like, great, now I gotta fucking do something.
Yeah, you do.
Because she's a girl, and this kind of shit is something
and
she'd
it's
want.
30? Yeah, you gotta do it.
Well, see, that's what I don't understand. What's the big deal about 30?
Because it's a...
So what, when you reach a number with a zero on the other side of it, it's fucking something special? Like, since
because
when?
Because it's like it's a whole new decade.
So what?
Girls care about that shit.
Girls are fucking retarded.
They are. On my 30th birthday, I didn't do anything, but I didn't want to do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I know what you mean.
But most girls do. All my girlfriends all did major crazy things.
Drugs.
No. But, like, we go to Baltimore or we go to AC. Like, it was always a big to-do.
Heroin. Getting heroin.
That's ballsy to ask somebody to go to another state for your birthday.
I think women in general, when it comes to their birthdays, it's ballsy.
It is.
Because...
Like, travel 150 miles with me.
Who
my
do
birthday.
You know? Who do you know that would say, I'm going to throw a party for myself?
Marco.
Me?
Actually, yeah. You know what? You're right. Marco's like the only dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about guys.
Right. Right. Because okay. That's what women do.
Yeah.
Women will sit there and be like, you know, I want to do something real nice for my birthday, or I want all the girls to get together and we go somewhere, and it ends up being like super expensive for everybody else but the person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, it's kind of ballsy, you know what I mean? To fucking make people pay for you and shit. Like, it's not exactly the nicest thing to do. I mean,
no, it's not.
Right. It puts people in a jam. You're obligating them to do something that maybe they can't do.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of, it's douchey.
It's really douchey. I agree.
Right. If you're going to invite a bunch of people out for your
invite
birthday,
invite your rich friends.
invite it to a place where everybody can afford it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do when I have birthday parties.
Right, exactly.
When I have birthday parties, I always have it somewhere where everybody
entrance
can afford
to the trailer park is free.
Shut up.
Do they have like a trailer water park for you people?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's the hose.
There's a slip and slide on a bunch of gravel.
On gravel. Oh, man.
Ow!
But the one year I had it on a place where I was able to get enough gift certificates to where no one had to pay all night. And that's why I chose that place.
Okay.
So that no one had to pay.
Ski ball.
Ski ball what?
See how you get the little tickets for a ski ball?
Yeah.
You cash them in wherever. Everybody gets a little teddy bear pencil topper.
Oh my God. It doesn't erase anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, my birthday's coming up and I'd ask my friends, do you want to go to Philly tonight? You want to go to Atlantic City tonight? I wouldn't ever be like, you want to go to New York?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Unless it was like you and like your best friend and like someone else or something.
But
and you guys are like,
that,
fuck it, let's go to New York.
But you can do that any weekend. You don't have to do
right.
it for your birthday.
And it's one thing for one of your friends to offer that to you.
Yeah.
It's another thing for the person whose birthday it's going to be to
absolutely
to make the invite.
Like to have the demand.
I don't think I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. It's such a girl thing, and I don't know why women think that it should apply to men, because it doesn't. Most men, anyway. Apparently, Marco gets a free pass, because he'll throw himself a party for anything. You know, it's like, hey, I just got remarried. Let's celebrate.
Hey, I gained another 15 pounds. Let's celebrate.
But, you know, I just don't see the point. I think it's a waste. I think it's a waste of money. I think it's a waste of time. I think it's just like, you know, if you want to hang out, just hang out. You know, just go to the bar. Just be like, hey, if you guys want to grab a drink tonight, let's go to the bar. That's it.
Yeah.
Why has it got to be an actual theme? Like, why has it got to be a birthday theme? Like, we're not going to walk around with those stupid fucking birthday dunce caps, are we?
I mean, I would.
Well, again, this is a girl thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Girls will wear like matching T-shirts that say, you know, birthday whore or something.
No,
like that.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm just saying, like, that's stupid shit that women do, you know, because they're just so fucking crazy. And it's like, well, we're not like that. You know, we're simple. We're cavemen compared to you.
Yeah, like women like throwing parties.
Of course they do. They love attention. Guys are not like that. I don't want any attention. I really don't. I don't want fucking a bunch of people like paying attention to me because it's like, oh, I feel like such an asshole. Like,
what are you going to do when you get married?
What do you mean?
Like, a wedding is all about
that's
the bride.
That's different.
It's all about the bride.
That's different.
Well, you have to walk around with her the whole time.
I get that. That's different. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
But all the attention's on you?
No, it isn't.
I'm
part of it, okay. But it'll be on the bride mostly. It's the bride's day. It's never the groom's day.
Really?
Yeah, unless it's two grooms getting married.
Okay.
Still, one's always the bride.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's
fucking faggot.
There's no comparison to what you're saying. That's different.
Really?
Yeah. That's different.
I don't fucking know. I've never been married.
I'm just saying, though, but you should know it's different because it's not just about one person. It's about two people.
Well, it's mostly about the female. You've been to a wedding, correct?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anybody say, oh, the groom looks beautiful?
Right.
It's all about the bitch.
Yeah, have you ever heard someone say anything about the groom's outfit as like, oh my God, that is the most gorgeous tuxedo I've ever seen.
You're lucky the groom fucking did his hair before.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I get what you guys are saying.
It's all about the woman.
Yeah.
Everything is always about the woman.
So that your surprise party would have been about her?
No.
I'm just playing. I'm playing, Bob.
No, it wouldn't have been about
her. I get what you're saying.
Maybe behind closed doors. Yeah. But it just, you know, women throw parties for themselves. Men don't. Women throw parties for other people. Men don't. Men don't throw parties for anyone.
No, it seems like a big hassle even when guys have to do the bachelor parties.
Oh, don't even say that.
Yeah.
I almost feel bad because, you know, I'm assuming my brother's going to want me to be his best man. And I'm so defeated from Marco's bachelor party. I don't even know if I could fucking throw one ever again.
Maybe your brother would
be. That was the first bachelor party I was ever in charge of. And it was the first time I was ever a best man. And I almost wish it's the last. Like, don't get me wrong. My brother asked me, of course I would do it. But I just like, you know, that just left such a bad taste. It's like, I don't know.
Well,
the good thing is it can't get any worse, I guess.
It all depends on what the groom is willing to do.
Unless it turns into judgment night.
Marco, Marco didn't really want to do anything, but what he did want to do was fucking expensive. Like, he wanted a suite down in Atlantic City, so you got him a fucking suite. He wanted, didn't he want, like, one of the cabanas at the pool bar, and they were, like, $1,500? Like, you got four people coming. How the fuck are we going to afford this? For you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can, if the...
But see, Marco's a chick.
If the groom wants
that's
to go...
That's what a girl would do.
If the groom's just like, you know what, no titties, I just want to go to, like, a club or a bar or something like that. And, right. You know, we'll get a bus or something. Whatever. Most bachelor parties aren't that complicated.
Right.
You know, like when I was best man for my brother's wedding, I got the price for a limo. I called around, got the price to, you know, rent that back room at the strip club and whatever. And, you know, bought a shitload of beer, told everybody, you know, throw in $50 or whatever. And that was it.
Right.
It really wasn't that complicated.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. I really don't. It's so, like you said, I mean, it can be so simple. And, you know, yeah. No matter what, guys can always have a good time. Guys don't get let down from each other as far as, like, you know.
I don't know. I think a bachelor party.
With the exception of Marco's bachelor party.
A bachelor party without a strip club is not a bachelor party. Without a stripper. Let's put it that way.
It's some sort of female entertainment. Yeah, right. I understand.
It's just a regular night out.
Right.
You know, that's like boring.
I mean, I'm more of like I always said, if I had money, my ideal bachelor party would be to, have all my, rent out like a golf course for a couple hours, right? Have all my friends come play golf and have like strippers carry our fucking clubs in like, you know, practically nothing. Like, that would be kind of fun, yeah. You know, and joke around, be like, could you wash my balls for me? Like, seriously, how fun would that be?
That would be fun.
You know, get fucking just zooted out of your fucking mind the whole day. And then, you know, that's it. Like, end of the day, you know, maybe all go back to somebody's house, have a barbecue or something, just chill, you know, whatever. And then if anybody wants to go out, great. If not, who cares? Done. Like, that's, I'm simple. I don't want, although that would be really expensive, you know.
Yeah.
I'm simple. But like, I would love something like that as opposed to the same old cliche strip club. It's like, because honestly, if it was for me, the strip club would be pretty much more for anyone who's going to the bachelor party than it would be for me. That's not what I would want, you know? But I don't know. I just don't see how men can sit there and plan, with the exception of bachelor parties, can plan things for other men, whether they be related or friends or whatever. Like, it's kind of like, what the fuck? You know, you just ask in a normal conversation. Hey, you want to go here? Yeah, let's do that. Mm. All right, next week. whereas women, they'll fucking plan 6 months ahead for their either for themselves or for somebody else. They'll be like, I'm going to have the biggest birthday bash ever. You know, it's just like, well, who's doing all this shit? You know?
Yeah. I think women like anticipation.
That and you know, the whole, it's all about me, mm-hmm. The attention. That's all, women are attention whores.
Yeah, and I realize the whole bachelor party, strip club thing is cliche, but it's affordable also.
Right.
Where, you know, trying to get your closest friends to go to Vegas may not be affordable, or renting out a golf course may not be affordable.
Right.
The strip club's affordable. Everybody throws in a couple bucks, and you go out, you get drunk, you have a good time, you throw ones at strippers, and you go to fuck home.
Right. Right. And getting back at birthdays, here's another fucking pet peeve of mine. I hate people that extend their birthday.
Birthday weekend, birthday month.
No, birthday week.
Yeah.
Birthday month. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
A lot of people do that.
Mostly women.
Yeah.
Mostly women. You know, they'll think that it's their birthday the whole fucking week. And it's like, what the fuck
it's
is
like,
wrong
if
with
you're,
you?
If you have a shitty year and your birthday falls on like a Wednesday, and you drag everybody out on a Wednesday night, that's it. That was your night. You're done. Friday night's not your birthday anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You get one night.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, you pick one
yeah,
night.
Yeah, if you're. Yeah, exactly. If your birthday is like on a Wednesday and you
kind of. You do it on the weekend.
Right. You can't celebrate it till like Saturday. Of course, everyone knows that there's a carryover.
Yeah.
It's like you get one free day to choose to celebrate your birthday if you're a chick or whatever. Or even if it's like a bunch of guy friends that just want to, you know, take their friend out for a couple beers or whatever, be like, all right, we'll do it Friday night or we'll do it Saturday night or whatever, Sunday afternoon, something. But you can't fucking sit there and be like, well, my birthday, even though my birthday is on a Wednesday, it's going to start Saturday and it's going to finish the following Sunday.
Right.
It's like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Fucking, you know, royalty doesn't get that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why do you think... You're like nobody
think,
on this planet.
You think we're going to go out like five times during the week and you're not going to pay for a single drink
because exactly. It's your birthday
like, this
such
week?
A fucking mooch.
Fuck
like,
you.
It's like, aren't you
it
embarrassed? Like, don't you know, I don't know.
No, nobody thinks that they're doing anything wrong because they all do it to each other. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like, girl A does it, girl B does it, girl C does it. They're all doing it to each
but
other.
But there's always, if you take like a group of girls that are friends, there's always one. There's always one who stands out more than the rest.
Yeah.
And as far as how pompous and arrogant they are when it comes to themselves.
Yes.
Okay. And what it does is it sets off a chain reaction. That one, you know, snooty bitch will cause the other group of friends or the rest of the friends in that group to talk shit about the snooty bitch.
Yeah.
Like the nerve on her, you know, to make us fucking do brunch and then go to fucking dinner and then go to a fucking winery. And then, you know, it's like, well, all you have to do is say no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you obligated to do it? Because the girl in turn, even though she doesn't want to go or the girls don't want to go, they feel like if they don't go, then everyone's going to talk shit on them.
Yeah.
Right.
It's such a crazy circle that women go through. It's like, what is wrong with these people?
That's why I don't have
this species of humans are unreal. Like, I just don't understand it.
Because, man, girls and gaggles, they suck. You know what I mean?
Girls just need to gargle when they suck. It boggles my mind. And it's just such a fucking headache to think about, you know, the circle of bullshit that they put themselves through and for what, you know, just to
friendship.
Well, not only that, it's like they must really, I think women are like actresses. When they wake up, they go in their makeup trailer and they get, you know, all dolled up and then they go out into the real world or the set, as I like to call it, and they perform all day and they're this totally different person, you know. And then when they go home and they're winding down, they're back to who they really are. So I think what they do is they do the same thing in front of their own friends. They don't necessarily let their hair down as much as you would think they would.
Okay.
They're still playing some sort of role in front of their friends.
Well, yeah, because they're so judgmental, they think
right.
The other women are
exactly.
Just like them, and they probably are.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, when girls are going to go out together, it turns into each girl's got to sit there and think, well, I got to look the best out of everybody
of
tonight. So I'm going to wear the nicest dress, the nicest shoes.
Yeah, girls grow out of that, don't they?
No.
No.
I mean, I did. I used to be just like that.
You're different. We always say this to you. You're different.
And
you don't fall in that category. You're not normal. You're not a normal girl.
Yeah.
You know, you're more like one of the guys without the penis, I guess. I don't know. No, but you are. You're like, you're more chill. You're more laid back about things. You're not really, you're not one of those attention whores, even though you are.
I am an attention whore.
Yeah, but you're not, she's not in that
in
like,
that
field.
Way.
Yeah,
I'm an
area.
Attention whore and like, I like to dance and
right.
Yeah, when,
be rowdy.
When we hung out that one night, you would have thought she owned the motherfucker.
Oh, I know. I bet. I hung out with you one time, and I'm, like, scared to hang out with you again.
Oh, we had fun, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, at my expense.
Chris was dancing. Shut up.
You shut up. That's the problem. That's why we're here, motherfucker. But, yeah, I mean, most women, that's how they are. They just...
All my friends that I have now, my close friends, they're not like that, but I have...
But they're probably more like you.
They are more like me.
Well, that's why.
But I have this second circle, like, or the second tier of friends,
yeah.
And they are all assholes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See? So that's
so I totally get where you're coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there are types of women that don't do this. Like, okay, you know, like the women that are kind of geeks, like, you know, they're good on computers. They play video games. They go to like fucking, they do like Comic-Con cosplay and Comic-Con and shit like that. Those girls don't fall in the category that I'm talking about.
Right.
The norm of women.
I don't have any
women,
friends like that.
The norm of women. The Sex and the City watchers.
Yeah.
And the wannabes.
Ones.
Right. They're the ones that do what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, people like you and people like the nerds and stuff like that. Not so much them.
No.
It's more of, you know,
it's where the girls that want to be more important than they actually are.
Right. And that's the thing. Deep down inside, they realize that their existence isn't as fucking, you know, royal as they thought it or wanted it to be. So they're trying to make up for it in these little spurts of days. And it's like, give it a rest.
And especially when it's your own birthday, because it's like, oh, all eyes on me.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not like...
Even though it's like that every day for them, now it's an extra special day for them.
Yeah.
You know, a more...
All they're doing is masking the fact that they're a year older and still don't have shit.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about my birthday is getting presents. I don't like anything else. I just want... I like getting presents. And it could be stupid presents, but I like getting presents. Right. I don't know why. Well, I mean, I guess I know why, but yeah. But I like presents.
I think that's where you're normal. All women love presents.
Yeah, I do. I like presents.
I don't think I've ever heard a woman be like, I don't fucking want to eat presents. The fuck you think I am?
Yeah, but guys always do that. They never want presents.
I know.
Yeah.
My girl asked me a couple weeks ago, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, nothing.
I always used to have to say, just fucking tell me or I'm going to get you something that you don't like.
Why aren't we talking about presents for Fab for his birthday?
Yeah, we were.
Before he got here, Mark was like, well, what are you getting him? I'm like, I'm not getting him a fucking present. He's a dude.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
And the present is us showing up.
I swear to God, Marco's a fucking broad.
And Marco even said, well, it's a birthday party. And I was like, well, it's Chris's birthday. You're going to bring him a present too?
Right, exactly. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
It was just weird. Like it never.
And then I was trying to figure out what to buy you for.
You're
going to
bring a present. Give back my girlfriend her money.
Well, shit, if I knew that.
I'm joking, but.
Like, the present is a couple rounds of shots.
Yeah, we buy you some beer and shit. Yeah.
That's a girl thing. Yeah. Girls buy each other presents. Guys don't buy
I was
going
to get you a Bane mask.
Too late. Beat you to it.
I know, because when we were outside talking, and I was like, oh, my friend Sarah for Christmas. And you're like, you buy your friends Christmas presents? And I was like...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
stupid.
Just certain ones.
What a waste of fucking money.
No, they buy you presents back. I love getting presents and giving presents and... Even though I'm not very good at it,
it's just dumb. It's really dumb. I mean, if they really want to do something just to like show that they made an effort, just a card. Get them a card. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm talking about girls, not even guys. I don't want a fucking card for Christmas from Chris.
No.
And vice versa.
I don't think you would want a card from me either.
I don't want a card from anybody. I don't really care. No. First of all, I hate Christmas. We already went through this.
Yes, right. You're the Grinch.
The Grinch, right. And, this clip will show up in next year's Christmas song. I don't really care about shit like that. Like, I think it's just bullshit.
Well, cards in general are a waste of fucking money.
Exactly. And it's such a scam. It's like $5 for a fucking card.
No. Oh my God. I was getting my mom a Mother's Day card the other day and some of them were like $9.
That's ridiculous.
I couldn't even fucking
My girlfriend got me.
And it was made from like recycled organic paper and shit.
Toilet paper.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Shouldn't it be cheaper?
I'm looking for the funniest card I could find for under $3.
That's so easy. You can do shoebox for like $1.99.
You got to just print them offline.
Cards are fucking ridiculous.
I did that for Valentine's Day.
Spencer's. That's where they have the funny
Spencer's
cards.
Spencer's has the dirty ones.
Because, I mean, like, seriously, there are people who keep the cards for a week or 2 weeks or whatever, but most people throw them right in the trash.
I have all my girlfriend's cards.
No, I was going to say, I have
girlfriend's friends. Different.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but anything else. Actually, I think I still have all my brother's cards, too, that he's gotten me over the years. Because his are funny.
Yeah.
Like, he'll hand me a card for, like, a birthday or a Christmas or something, and on the envelope, it'll say... To my big sister. You know, like, he always has something funny. He writes,
really, really big sister?
Yeah, he writes really funny shit in the card, you know, on the card, whatever. So I kind of keep it because every time I come across it, I'll read it and it makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I appreciate that. But if it's just a simple fucking card, like the kind you buy in a box for, like, the holidays, fuck off.
Yeah, you open it up, you see if there's cash in it, and you throw it in the trash.
Yeah, pretty much.
But my girlfriend got me a card on Valentine's Day. It's like a 3 foot card, 3 foot by like, you know, 2 foot card.
Oh, that's different. That's cool.
And that is cool. Actually, it was really cool. Like, and she printed out a picture of me and her and put it on the inside of the card.
No wonder why she needed a 3 foot card.
I was pulling my headphones out of my Boy, I swear, if I wasn't fat, you'd be fucked. Yeah, so, I mean, that was cool. I appreciated that.
Yeah, that's
you
cute.
Know? And I'm going to keep that one for sure. You know, but I don't know. It's just, I think it's such a, I think birthdays, holidays, like in the sense of obligation is such a scam, I think, on most of the time, you know? Like, I don't mean like getting your significant other or your parents or your family members, whatever, presents or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the party stuff and just like, are you serious? Like, what the fuck for?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, just get together. Just call people up or text them. Be like, hey, you guys want to hang out tonight?
And now, and then it's like it gives people a reason to like guilt people into coming out as well.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, but it's my birthday.
I can only imagine. I don't know what the number is of people that was invited. What was it, like 10, 15?
I think closer to 20, I
okay.
guess.
I guarantee you half of those people were like, fuck. I guarantee you.
Why?
Because they probably had better shit to do.
I don't... I mean...
I was going to go.
A couple of the guys from...
I didn't say who it was. I'm like, saying
the people that Marco invited, mm-hmm. I don't know what their reaction was to. Maybe it was that.
Right.
But I think everybody else was cool about it. Like, you know how many texts I got when people found out it was canceled?
No.
A lot.
Why would I know that?
So I don't think it was fuck, I gotta go to this. Maybe some people.
Yeah, but that's a perfect out though. If you didn't want to go in the first place, oh, why was it canceled? That sucks. Yeah. That's what I would do.
But see, here's my thing.
It's a meme on Facebook.
We're not like really. We're not like 16 years old where you're like you have to go. Like we're all adults here. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I don't know that anybody felt obligated to go.
I didn't. I was stoked.
I'm not really talking about you guys.
Yeah,
so
we don't
much.
Count.
You guys really don't have families, kids, or even lives for that matter. So you guys have nothing better to do. You should be there.
I have a much more vivid calendar than you do.
Huh?
Bitch.
Much more vivid calendar than you do.
Stroke out.
This much worse. I did say I have a pack. I was trying to say I had a pack calendar, but it came out very wrong.
The fuck?
Let's go hit Terry
Tate's
and go through that. The pack.
There we go. But yeah, that's so fucked up that only people that have kids and significant others have lives. That's mean that you said that.
You're a mean fuck.
You're meanie.
You guys call me fat. I'm mean. Fuck you.
And you're mean.
Go fuck yourself.
You're a fucking asshole, you liar.
Whatever. Go fuck yourselves.
But anyway, there's this meme on Facebook, and it's like just of a kid, a drawing of a kid, mm-hmm. and he's like jumping in the air, and it says the reaction you have when someone cancels plans that you didn't want to go to, and he's stoked. That reminded me of you.
Thank you. It means a lot.
There's a dog in the picture, too, and it's all happy.
Jesus Christ. Alrighty, whatever. Fuck off. No, I'm just, you know what? I'm glad that, you know, it's pretty much done at this point. I don't want any more stress over this. I don't know what's Mother's Day Sunday, and apparently I don't have one now. I mean, seriously, we are, like, when I say war.
All over this? It's so stupid.
Well, this is my mother. She's fucking insane. And
why is she so mad?
She just, you know what? She's mad because she thinks I'm ridiculous for not wanting to have a party. And I'm like, do you realize how arrogant it is to make someone or allow someone to spend that much money Like, she's a woman, so if someone did that for her, of course she'd love it.
Yeah, but why does she care so much if she wasn't even coming?
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. Yeah. It's like, what's the fucking
was she,
big deal?
Was,
no, she wasn't coming.
Okay,
no,
wasn't, that wasn't like a surprise?
She, I'm telling you, if she showed up, oh, it would have been a surprise, all right. It would have been a surprise of me turning the fuck around and literally leaving and not staying. I would have not went to that party if my mom was there. There's no way.
Yeah, but before the fight, say the fight never happened, you would still get, if your mom was there, right?
No, I don't know. No, that again, that whole mixing of people.
Oh, gotcha.
No, absolutely not. Don't want that to happen. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, you don't want your mom around your friends.
No,
like that.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I get you.
No, I'm more worried for my friends. I'm not worried about my mom. You know, and I just, this whole thing, like I said before, this is, it's just turned out to be a fucking clusterfuck because of it. And I don't know how to fucking fix this. I really don't. You know? So now I got to deal with this bullshit when she comes home on Sunday. You know, it's like, oh, great. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, I mean, your fights usually last. Like, you just kind of pretend just like they never happened.
Tell her.
No, it never, it's never like
just
that.
Just tell her the party's back on. And let her pay for half of it. Just take the money and go out.
It's way past that point now. It's not even about that anymore. Now it's just about
me versus
her.
Somebody took it to another level, it sounds like.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Well, here's, without actually giving the detail, she said something that set me off. She said something that, I'll tell you right now, no mother should ever say to their son.
Oh.
And it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Okay. And it set me off to the point where I said something that no son should probably ever say to their mother.
Oh.
So now it's like Clash of the Titans.
Is your dad involved?
No. Oh my God, no. My dad doesn't want it to be anywhere near this fucking thing.
Okay.
At all.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. It's my dad actually talked to me about it and he's like, you know.
You guys are disowned from one of
them. Well, no, it just, you know.
My, damn,
my girlfriend sucks. Just texted me. She's like, I wish you wouldn't make this all about money. Okay, well then, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want nothing to do with it. Now it's all about the broken relationship with my mother.
I know. You and
I'm not a typical Italian guy, man. I'm not a mama's boy. Me and her, we never get along. We're always fighting.
So this is just super worse.
This is to a level that
this is the worst fight you ever got into.
It's up there. It's one of them. I mean, it's pretty fucking bad.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
really?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's actually to the point where,
will you tell me off the air what happened?
Yeah, I could tell you something. Right. She it got to a point where she left me a bunch of voicemails and text messages that are like
horrible.
Look at how fat you are.
Yeah, she's got room to talk. at least I have an excuse.
Go away, fat man.
That's one of them. That's pretty much one of them. In a nutshell. Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad. It's bad to the point where I'm like kind of stressing over that too.
Like, you know, living there?
Just the whole, this whole thing is like making me nauseous. You know, it's very uncomfortable.
It sounds horrible.
It is. This all could.
I'm not
avoided.
Laughing at you. I'm just. It's very awkward.
What kills me is like I'm pretty open about things. Like I don't hide much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I'm not real secretive about shit. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. So I'm pretty easy to read, I would think.
I think so. All
right, okay. So how the fuck do you people not know me? Like, I'm talking to everybody. Like, how do you not know me? Why would I want something like this? This all could have been avoided if you just fucking paid attention for 2 seconds.
Seriously, Fab, in my mind, we were all standing in a bar drinking a beer, and you walked in, and we went, ah, surprise, the end.
Right, and then
then we were all hanging out.
You just drink with your friends.
There was no,
how do you not want that?
There was no cake. There was no balloons.
I don't like the surprise aspect of it, number one, but again.
Okay, I know you don't like the surprise thing.
Again, I'd rather it just be a hangout, like, you know.
And then that, and we just all hung out. I thought you'd be like, oh, you guys suck.
I'm factoring in everything, like the money, the planning, the, you know, all that bullshit. Stop it.
But again, you didn't want the party before you found out about how much it cost.
Yes, correct.
But again, if
the
we
planning
just all
part,
went-
she, this is how I found out. She called me and said, "Look, you might be mad at me, but I planned you a birthday party." I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a planned birthday party. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, just fucking say, "Hey, we want to take you out for your birthday. You cool with that?" Sure, I'm okay with that. I don't want to walk into a fucking bar not knowing who's going to be there. And hear a bunch of people say surprise, because I'll be like, what the fuck? You know, I may not be happy with the result.
I'm sitting
and
here.
See, what you people don't understand, think about it this way, okay? If this is for you,
yeah.
Don't you want what you want?
Yeah, but.
Okay. Then stop right there.
Yeah.
I want who I want to be there.
Right.
Bottom line. And that's it. End of story. And I want something simple, which is. Everybody just come, have a good time. You know, everyone pay for their own shit. I don't want anyone buy me anything. No one has to buy me shit. No fucking presents like this jackass. You know, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's just like...
Yeah, but it's okay to let somebody do something nice for you.
But that's...
You know what I mean? Like, you...
See, I appreciate the fact that people would show up to the bar if I asked them to.
Yeah, which they would have.
Right. But again, the surprise aspect, the planning aspect, the you know, and then you know later on you
the
want to
fact
factor
that it was so premeditated.
Yeah, like, yeah, wow. It really does. Yeah. And not knowing if you're unsure when you're planning someone's party, then you shouldn't be planning a party. You better know all the fucking groundwork.
But I know you don't like the pre-planned part of it, but you know what? Other people have lives that they may need to. If Tara would have called me this week and said, "Hey, we're throwing Fab a party on next Saturday," fuck, I'm working. Right. I had to take off from work. People have kids. They got to get arrange a babysitter. Like, people, sometimes you need that pre-planned shit.
I understand, but I could have easily said to you guys a month ago, "Hey, I want to do something. I want you guys to come out for my birthday," or something like that.
And right.
Let you know in advance. But I'm not. Yeah. It seems like she wants it more than I do.
She just wants to do something nice for
me. I understand, but she always does nice shit for me.
But it's a big deal. It's 40 years old.
It's more of a big deal for her than it is for me.
Yeah, because she wouldn't want to be the...
With a 40-year-old.
She figured it'd be your last good night together before she breaks up with you.
Yeah, basically. Happy birthday. We're done. I don't know. The whole thing makes me ill.
Well, note it. Fabio's the Grinch.
It's not about being a Grinch. It's really
Christmas and the Grinch of birthdays.
Look, you guys can say what you want. And yeah, I wasn't really happy about the idea beforehand, before I found out about the money. But now all the cards are on the table. The money is what put me over the edge.
Right, with
that
good
was,
reason. That
and
makes sense.
I agree with
okay,
you.
Okay, so that's where, that. That's where yeah. all this ends. It's the money. She says, "Don't make this about the money." It is about the money. It's a waste of fucking money. It's a waste of money if it was for you. No offense.
Yeah. No.
If it was for you. No offense.
For anybody.
For anybody. Unless you're all billionaires, you know, you have a bunch of wealthy people you're friends with, then no, it's not. If anything, it's probably cheap.
I gotcha.
But we're all just average Joes, and it's like, yo.
Yeah,
we're simple people, man. We go, we drink a couple beers, we have a couple shots, maybe toke a couple hits, whatever. And that's it. We call it a night. We have a good time. We make memories, like you said.
Yeah, make memories.
You know, we talk about it on the fucking show the next week. Awesome. We have a fucking blast, you know, talking about it, laugh about it. I'm sure something funny would happen.
Well, I mean, like, everybody has off still.
Why is it
going to
be
that?
Yeah, well, why is it going to be extra, like...
No, I made plans already.
Did you?
Why is it going to be, like, extra special? Well, yeah, Diva over here has to celebrate his fucking birthday.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Fuck you. I'm celebrating it the night before.
Whatever. You're still celebrating
fucking
it.
Fucking right I am.
So everything I said earlier just went right down the toilet because Chris is one of them guys.
I'm not forcing anybody to go out with me.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I told Sarah, I was like, I told her like last night when I was on the phone, or I was like, Chris said he's happy to have his birthday back. Yeah. He's like, asshole.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fucking stupid. Well, I you know, even though I say crisis averted, now I gotta hear fucking bullshit from my mother.
I know that blows.
Oh, God, what a fucking man.
It sucks to have like residual effects from nothing. Like, nothing even happened.
I'm telling you, tell her the party's back on, take the money.
It's I told you, it has nothing to do with that anymore. It's past that point. We both said shit to each other that we're not even thinking about the party anymore. It's personal now.
No, it's like revenge.
it's all out war. It's like, you know,
what does that mean?
It's just, it's, have you ever like just fucking battle with somebody? Yes, it's just like that. It's like Luke versus Vader. It really is.
So you're gonna fight?
No, asshole. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You got a gun? I got a taser.
No, I mean, like, you know, it just...
Like, when you talk to
each other. Don't
tase me, bro! Don't tase me, bro! Ow!
What are you saying over there?
So what is it, then? When you talk on the phone, you just battle?
There is no talking on the phone.
So you're silent.
I have cut off all communication as of the day it happened, Tuesday.
And your mom has since tried.
No. She has been bombarding me with multimedia bombs.
Oh.
Whether they be voicemails, text messages, or whatever, she has been...
Relentless?
Relentless. She will not back off. She just sent me a text, actually, about a half an hour ago.
Yo.
Yeah.
Guys, piece this shit up. You
because I spoke to my dad yesterday.
Is she still cursing you out, or is she trying to repair it?
No.
Oh.
No. Nice. It's getting worse.
See? Stop it before it gets too bad.
I haven't done anything, asshole. She's the one who's doing it. What don't you fucking understand? Only thing I did was I spoke to my dad. I gave him my side because when I asked him, I was like, what did she tell you? She lied.
Oh, shit.
She lied. She basically said that I said something. She never mentioned what she had said, the things she had said that led up to what I said. And now she's fucking, she must have had a talk with her about it. And now she's fucking, you know, whatever.
Gotcha. You're a fucking liar!
Yeah.
I feel like I was in a similar situation.
It's ridiculous.
But not with my mother.
With Gary Busey?
Not with Gary Busey. But it was with somebody.
That's not very nice.
It was with my dad's wife, and I
apologize to your pappy.
And I didn't care about her hating me, but she was relentless with texting me and saying fucked up shit, and I just ignored her. I didn't care though.
Right.
I feel like you probably care.
I do care.
Yeah.
I do care because no matter how bad you guys break my balls, or maybe you guys have said some hurtful shit.
Whatever, I was drunk.
This is way worse than anything.
This is like
a gunshot wound.
It sucks.
Because as much as we don't get along, no. As much as we don't get along, and we fight a lot, I've never heard these things before, or I've read these things before.
Shit, man, I'm dying.
It's bad.
I want to know.
It's really bad.
Makes me sad.
I'm not going to tell you everything she said.
No, don't. I mean, I want a general gist.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, let's end the show on a good note.
All right, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Let's just end the show.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week.
Oh, you won't.
I won't. I'll be at Gaga.
Should be Gaga. Raping babies.
Gaga.
What is this?
It's your vibrator.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.